Blog Talk Radio.
Get fired up to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago, I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counting for futures amounts, and it's back to Chicago. been to Perry, LA, NY, the H of me, hey, y'all great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas boy with it, niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. Mello, Mahalo. Bay hits them hitters, it be at your address, to see you tomorrow. Flexin', cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, yo boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tyro. Be away and no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright.
So don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. Ain't they from Chicago? Murder cabbie of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Lou, are you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go high for Chicago. Big pop in my city, get popped in my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn OIT pyro. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago.
Thank you.
girl, I can't take you. Hey, I'm going to Detroit, Michigan. Girl, you got to stay here behind. Gonna get me a job on the Cadillac assembly line. Little girl, if you be alright and keep your blue jeans zipped up tight, when I make my first check, I'll put you on the Delta jet. Hey, hey, I'm gonna send for you, darling. Won't you come on?
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Appreciate y'all coming on and joining me again for another Friday night show, Big Eddie Grudge Race Talk Show. Only thing about it up here, we ain't getting no racing on. Thought we had something going on today. Last I looked, old Deucey them was about to pay the punk out. I'm trying to go back on and see if that happened. They hadn't paid it, but they said they was going to pay it or something like that. on camera. So I don't know if they're going to change their mind and try to go ahead and do the race since they're all out there. I mean, they got both cars out there. Deuce Ball versus Three Love. I think somebody else will be driving Three Love car. Let me get on Facebook right quick and see if anything else came about. I don't see nothing. Right now. But I guess somebody will chime us in and if anything was to change and get us some updated information. So how y'all feeling out there tonight? Uh-oh, got a hand up. Who just come in this early? Brother Kid.
What's going on, Big A?
What up, Kid?
You waiting on your race results? You doing pretty good. You waiting on your race results?
Don't look like nothing's gonna happen up here.
Shit. Who you telling?
Ken. Ken was on and he they had said Deucey was gonna pay the punk out. He was talking about paying the punk out, so I don't know if they gonna change that or not. Yeah. He get bit by the no race bug every time. They had some kind of discrepancy, I guess, about how the race supposed to have been set up. You know I heard, like, two different things and two different cars. So I don't know what they ended up coming up with. The last thing I heard was that Three Love supposed to be racing his boo with somebody else driving, getting Deucey, a kind of break. Well, when they got out there, they was arguing something about something different. And I guess Deucey had told the guy that he would get him the break if he drive. I don't know, but I guess it all come out after a while.
My question to you, Eddie, is they get on the radio show to do all this locking in and this and that and the other. What's the purpose of doing all that? And you ain't finna do nothing.
That's crazy, ain't it? And it's a recorded show. It's a recorded show.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know how bad that white beard is that Deucey got, but when they told me that Three Love was supposed to be getting him a car and a break, I figured I had got it wrong because the first they say he's supposed to be racing the red car. And Three Love supposed to be getting, that red Camaro, little tiny. Love red Camaro. That's what I thought he's supposed to be racing. And when I heard today that it's supposed to have been he racing the orange, the boot. And the boot was getting him a break on the motor. And I'm like, wow. You know, I don't know. I'm like, wow, Deucey, I got to be kind of quick to do that one. But come to find out, that ain't what it was. I heard him saying something about Deucey supposed to gave him the break. And then also I heard them say something about they had the break, but they hadn't decided on how they wanted to leave off the tree. The green light, wait for the green light or the top of the tree. So I don't know what they're going to come up with, man. And they still out there. They out there, kid.
I'm surprised didn't nobody go out there and change oil and tune their car up and stuff before they race, try to race.
Yeah, man. It's kind of disappointing, man, but hey, what could you say, man? Thought we was going to have one race to at least talk about. It's been one race in a long time now. I don't think they had a race since the races Lenny and them did at the Clock Cloth race, at Leroy and Big Sam event.
I really ain't heard nothing.
I can't remember being no other races. Yeah, I can't remember being no other races since then.
I really ain't heard nothing.
Mm-mm. Yeah. That was June 5th, man.
Yeah, well, it's damn near August 5th. It's damn near August 5th.
That's right. That's right, man. Yeah, man.
Man, please. Let me go out of town.
Where you at, kid? Where you at?
No, shit, I'm at home.
Oh, shit, I thought you was, man, I thought you was in Texas or somewhere, man.
Nah, I'm going to go up here to Michigan Sunday and watch the muscle car meet.
At least
I will see some racing. At least I will see some racing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, man, that's right.
Yeah, it was a little bit too hot down in Texas.
Some racing going on, then we have somebody to come on and have something to talk about, man, you know.
Yep. Well, I kind of figured that was going to happen. It don't
surprise
me
at all.
Yeah, me
too, for some reason I felt it. Yeah.
It don't surprise me.
I
kind of
felt that was going to happen. Yeah, not at all. Yes, sir. See where all these guys at, man. They, I know they got something they want to talk about, man. Shit.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of a question, man. There's been so many questions I asked. And shit, hell, I don't even know how to begin, man. We need some fresh thoughts on here. Somebody come on here and get something started. Uh-oh. 301-3057. Who we got?
Unknown.
How y'all guys doing? Yeah, how y'all guys doing, man?
What's up?
Hey,
what's
man,
up?
How you doing? How you?
Ain't much. I've been looking at some racing out here. You know, I've been going down to Buzz Creek out here, down here in Maryland, down here, and they got a nice big grud race down here on September the 7th, the Custom T, Underground Grud Racing, and that usually be pretty good. They got people from everywhere will be coming out, all different states and counties, be racing each other for lots of money, you know. Grud racing world will be pretty good out here, and it don't be a lot of payouts out here. Them guys be getting it on out here. So,
yes, sir.
So I'll probably go see that on the 7th. And the only thing I can figure out myself by, you know, listening at all the shows and looking at everybody is just too many tricks going on, you know, for a lot of people. And by the time they're getting ready to go out there and go to race each other, they discover that, man, I've been tricked. So they go and pay the punk out, or somebody talking and say, well, this guy done did this to his car, or done change this, and then a person just back out and say, I ain't going to go ahead and lose all this money because I done heard you done did this, so I'd rather just go ahead and just pay this little punk out $500 versus $2,500, $2,000. So that's how I be looking at it, you know. That's what I think's going on.
Yeah, man, so seemed like it unknown, but I'm going to tell you unknown. You know, last year with the COVID going on, I thought that might have been the worst year that we had, and it's kind of understandable because of all the conditions and the changes of plans and only so many people can go to the track, and, you know, there was a lot going on. But I figured this year they would have bounced back ready to race, man, but this year is worse than last year.
Yep.
Yeah.
We had more races last year this time than we did this year.
They're only trying to race at a meet. 50% of them ain't got no heart.
Yeah.
And that's what's killing racing.
Yeah, it's been a lot of bluffing. It's been a lot of bluffing.
The other 50% is looking for Jesus and a jug.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people have been scaring a lot of people off. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, got hooked up on the phone lines and just say, well, oh, man, he done swapped this or he done did this or he done did that. You know, all this developed after you already done locked in with somebody. And so the ones that did lock in with somebody, they say, well, I'm going to go ahead and pay that $500. I ain't going to go ahead and go race you from the 3,000 to lose 3,000. You done did all that under the sheet. So that's what I think is going on. A lot of that, too. It's a little bit of everything, you know. But, you know, sad. You know, you pick a car apart, and we used to go out there and race a car against a motorcycle, a car against a truck. It wasn't no different tire size. It wasn't a different motor size. If we thought we had any type of chance, it was on. You know, didn't care what you had, a motorcycle or an airplane or a helicopter. We would jump on you if we thought we had a chance. I mean, that's how it's always been in my book.
That's where the heart come in and it should be. That's where the heart come
in
at.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm.
No, it ain't like that no more.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, at least not up in the north, but them boys down there in the south, and like you say, out there in the DMV and stuff, and they doing their thing. They getting their racing on. And, you know, you can't put it on the weather because, shit, over there where you at, unknown, they weather, you know, real similar to ours at times. You know, they ain't got no, they can't race all year round either, you know, but.
Yeah.
They did have a few people out of Detroit traveling, you know, get their roll off a little bit. But other than that, shit, Detroit, even them, they ain't did no more than we doing up here, man. I understand it, man. Yeah. This ain't happening.
Yeah, but
man,
if you come down here on the 7th,
man.
If you come down here on the 7th, I guarantee you're going to see at least about 15 or 20. 20 of them going side by side down there. Ain't going to be no whole bunch of payouts. They're going to line up and go.
Yeah, I've been seeing more videos
all
day out there racing, you know, out there where you at, man. They be on, you know, Joe and them have it on video and stuff all the time, man. You know, and like I said, we know the South said ain't like it used to be for them, but hell, what they doing is great compared to what's happening here, you know, so. I don't know, man. All I can do is just try to get ready and see what action I can get. It's just kind of surprising, though, man, to see these guys passing by each other. And, you know, they were saying on the other show that, you know, everybody's friends with each other, but that shouldn't mean shit because we used to race each other and smile and laugh about it and everything, you know, back in the day, so. That's the way it should be now. You know, in this game here, when you come out here, you ain't going to always win. And you know the whole game always been, before the talk shows and anything else we had, it was always shit talking involved, you know. All you had to do was try to get back right and get back up there or need to get a person, the king of the hill over you, you know. I don't know.
Well, I think it'll come back in its own. It might be slow, you know. Sometimes things just happen like they go through a little drought, but then it comes back around.
Yeah, man.
You know, because I look at
I mean,
a couple
be,
guys out here. Too,
it'd be, yeah, it'd be hard to have these shows when there really ain't nothing to talk about.
I blame the Wizard of Oz. He abandoned these people. He didn't give them no hearts.
Didn't give them no hearts.
You know, I look at a couple guys out here, right? I look at a couple guys out here.
Mm-hmm.
They got some cars, too. And they used to go out and grudge race all the time. But one of their main mechanics out here, he was, you know, building a lot of cars for people. And then he had a group out here that used to be 30, 40 cars following him. That's how many cars used to follow him. I don't know if you ever heard of them, the Wolfpack Racing. Well, anyway, these guys, they had 30, 40 people following them with cars. Then plus the last, they just got a GTO Pro Mod that they had put together in that Camaro that they was running earlier. And all that stuff been set for the last 2 years. What happened, the main mechanic, he went out there and got himself in a little trouble with this little young girl and had another kid. So he wasn't able to go out there and do what he wanted to do. He wanted to spend some time and be home with his little girl, young girl, and his son. So he cut back. So when he cut back, everybody that was following them, they cut back also. Then there was another guy out here that was billing calls. That was his partner. So, you know, that might be going to happen to some people, too. You know, whatever happened, personal life things. So that might have shut some people down, too. So, I mean, because I see it out here, right? You know, that would happen to a couple people that I know personally. Yeah, but I don't know if that happened up there or not. Might be some personal stuff. Who knows?
Yeah, it could well be so, you know. Well, I'm hoping that at least everything goes well for Big Drag's 10th annual Grudge Race weekend. You know, he's doing a 2-day event. You know, Big Drag usually have people come. You know, a lot of old timers from out of town, some people from some areas are come in for him. You know, they do get a chance to see, you know, shoot out. And, you know, you got some old style big tire cars and stuff be there, you know. And you have pretty much fun at Big Drag Race. And just while we mention it, it'll be at US 41 Motorplex, Morocco, Indiana. July 31st, that's Saturday. It's a 2-day event. August the 1st, 2021. The gates open at 9 a.m. both days. I also got to tell you, it's spectator $25 per day or a 2-day pass for $45. That's all right.
Mm.
And on Saturday, it's going to be just like a basic test and tune day. You can go out there and grudge race and stuff. But if you come back on Sunday, he doing this thing that he do every year where he give away the free food all day as long as it lasts and also non-alcoholic beverages. So, you know, usually be a party out there and hopefully it'll be some racing. From what they're saying, it's going to be hot. It looks like it's going to be hot again if they don't let it change in the 90s again. But you can get past that. Just have to maybe detune your car a little bit until the sun go down and then let it go, you know. But, yeah, that's what's going on. That's what's going on at Drag Race. Sean the Drag would have to come on and tell you about the activities, about the shootouts and how they doing this small tire shootout. They say 200 buy-in, you know, or a similar they're gonna try to this time get their little golf cart thing off and, you know, and hopefully, man, they have a pretty good event and hopefully on that day that the people at least will come out and race, and maybe that'll be a jump starter for the rest of the year. You know, then we got a few more events that come after that. But I remember, I believe that was last year. Nah, it wasn't last year. I remember one year it was that Drag Race looked like it jumped everybody, got everybody fired up, and the rest of the year they raced pretty good. That was the year before last, I believe. So last year we had the COVID thing going on, and I know one race he had to even cancel. So, you know, we got some hands up here. Maybe somebody got some news or something to talk about. 773-3080-6632. Y'all, mic is open. Who we got?
What up, Eddie?
What's going down, son?
Oh, man, not much, man. How everybody else doing? We, I had some background noise when you were talking, so that's why I didn't come right on. Next week, man, I've been on the phone for 4 days straight, man, talking to people about these different shootouts and the rules and everything. We changed one of the rules. We let some of the turbo cars, these factory turbo cars, these new Mustang and Camaros, You know, they got turbos on them. We didn't let them in because they had turbos. But we got the rules and everything straight so it would be equal. We got that situation. We got a lot of people, man. That's actually at a race tonight. They had a race tonight down in Indianapolis. I was on the phone, guys, probably about close to 2.5 hours, and they want to come on down, man. A lot of people from Iowa, Minnesota trying to take over.
Oh.
From Minnesota's coming and bringing cars, man. I know my man Bert Wallace and them coming, and they bringing 4 cars with them. My man Dennis King, Dennis got 2 cars of his own, and then his wife got a car, and so they bringing 2 cars with them. They 2 cars plus they bringing 2 other people that's got cars, man. So it's gonna be a hell of an event, man. We got something for everybody. The golf cart shootout, man, regular golf cart. It's a $25 buy-in, winner take all. That one there, it's a pro tree to the 330, man. We're going to run it to the 330. We might shorten it a little bit because 330 might be too far for someone. Someone might run out of breath then.
Yeah.
So I might just set some cones up. But they can get a winner with the new timing system that the track has. That 41 has,
yeah.
You can run a car or golf cars to the 330, and it's gonna give you a winner. So I want to keep everything legit. You know what I mean? So it actually show the arrow to the winner. You know, so I think I might just leave it like that. If we can shorten it, then I will. But 9 out of 10, it's probably going to stay to the 330. You know,
right.
It's been so much friendly talking, man. Friendly jaw jabbing at each other from Chicago to Detroit, man. It's just been something crazy with them two, you know. Between Chicago Lock and Loaded, Detroit Lil Tony, and then we had a contender last year that was in the Daily Driver Shootout, man. The guys up in Iowa, they made it to the finals, you know, and they looking for Lock and Loaded also, and they bringing a couple of their Daily Driver cars too. They want some payback. So right now, Lock and Loaded and Lil Tony, man, it's so many people coming for their heads. And we got a female, Ashley, she got the little Mustang. She said, Lil Tony who? She said, what's a little pony? So then we had Lock and Loaded. They call Lil Tony my little pony. So, man,
oh,
there's some jokes that have going on, man. So it's a whole lot, man. And we extended the small tire shootout. It's a 29-inch tire and smaller. You can have a fiberglass front end. Must be steel roof and quarters. That's the name of it. You got to have steel roof and quarters, but you can have any type of suspension on it as long as you got a 29-inch tire and smaller, no W's, you know. So, and the guy that everybody was worried about last year with the big tire car, the blower car, they got to worry about him.
Yeah.
He's not coming in that car. He had a few weeks ago, he made it to the finals in St. Louis for that finals big tire race, and he wrecked right at the end, but he getting it together, but he won't have it ready by then. So he borrowed his wife's car. She got an 81 Camaro. Yeah, she got a 29 10.5W on it. All steel, all glass, black half, a parachute and wheelie bar. He's on horsepower. He said he's getting in it anyway. He said he might get outgunned, but he's getting in it anyway, man. So it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun, man. You know, don't forget on Sunday, on the 1st, we got free food, free non-alcohol beverages all day long till it's all gone. First come, first serve. Got to shout out my man Kid, man. Him and Melissa, man, they do a hell of a job, Chef Lee and all of them. Especially my man Kid, man. Kid do so much behind the scene, man. Folks just don't know. Kid do a whole lot, man. So shout them guys out, man. And I got to shout out all the Blog Talk Radio, man, for doing what y'all do. man. We appreciate everything from y'all, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just trying to get some kind of fire lit, man, you know. I would say
we got a couple women
here, man, in a long time. Oh, yeah.
We finally got some ladies, man, that's going to be there. And they're looking to grudge race in each one of the shootouts. We got two ladies that's coming, and they want a grudge race.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of new for us up here.
But we're going to have a good time, man. I promise you, man. Also, Eddie, I got to let everybody know, man. We got something for everybody. The kids, the women, something for the whole family. It's a lot of stuff we're just giving away free, man. I mean, this ain't no junk, man. It ain't no rinky-dink stuff. It's stuff, man, that the people can actually use. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff they're going to be selling. We got quite a few vendors that's going to be there selling some good stuff, man. We're telling everybody. It's something for everybody. Some for the kids, some for the women, you know. And then you got some of the vendors are women, so you know they're going to be having stuff for the women. So we tell everybody, bring the whole family out.
All right.
Bring them all out. We're going to have a ball, man. I promise you. We're going to have a good time. I might just camp out. My son want to camp out at the track, so we might just camp out. Not 100% sure on that. I ain't never camped out, but we just might camp out, man. Marquise, he talking about he want to camp out, so we just might camp out at the track. But you can't stay at the track overnight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They still renting them little campers. I saw a couple of them out there one day.
I'm not 100% sure, but I do got a friend of mine. He coming in with he coming in with a couple golf carts. He said anybody, you know, if there's somebody there that's elderly that can't walk, he will if they need to get to the bathroom or whatever, man, yeah, they will help them out. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
That ain't gonna be no problem there, you know. So we try our best, man, to do whatever we can to help folks out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We want everybody to have a good time, man. You know, Drag got a couple tunas that's gonna be there. You know, it got a chassis man that's gonna be out there. You know, the weekend. So you know, and as always, if it's something that anybody, you know, that they can do. What we can do, man, we're going to do our best to help out as much as we can.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
I heard my phone's supposed to be there.
Well, y'all was asking for it. I don't think we have Mudbone 1 there, but we're trying to put Mudbone 2 in effect.
I heard
get some things straight now, yeah.
Well, I heard if he got oil pressure, if he's there, he's getting in the shootout. So, and if he get in the shootout,
that's right.
Well, God, I know somebody got problems on their hands.
Yeah, boy, we can get to go.
Yeah.
We can get to going down that track. Yeah.
Well, I will say this:
dealing with something. Yeah.
Go ahead. When you're dealing with something, go ahead. I'm listening, Eddie.
When you're dealing with something right out the shop, a lot of times you got to kind of tinker with it. Sometimes it go well. Sometimes you got to get it there, you know.
That's racing, man. That's racing.
Yes, sir.
Never with anybody. Anybody that races understands
sir.
That. It could be the smallest.
Yes, sir.
It could be the smallest thing, man, that'll cause the biggest problems.
Yep.
So I truly understand that one, man. Totally understand that one. We definitely got quite a few surprises, man, that's going to be there. A few people you might see, man, you might see on TV. And a few cars, man, that some folks ain't seen in a very long time, man. So we coming prepared, man. That's why it's taking us so long. You know, it took us a few takes, man. Anybody that throw events know, man. You know, it takes time to get that stuff together. You know, we've been waiting on this one here, man. We've been waiting on this since the first of the year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Also, man,
y'all know it's supposed to be hot now. It's supposed to be hot again. The weather don't change from what
they're
saying.
Yeah. let me enlighten you on a few things, Eddie. We're getting fully aware of that. As always.
Yeah, man.
But the right people that's going to be at the track, man. We got Poppin' Dough Donuts that's going to be there with the best damn shaved ice in the country, man. I ain't met nobody that had better shaved
yes,
ice than them.
Yes, they damn sure do. I swear. you know what, though? They like old school, you know, the way it used to be. Everybody
yeah.
else went to something different, and it ain't the same. They got actually shaved ice and like it be on there like snow.
Yep.
You know? Just like if you get snow off the ground and put up there, man. Yes, sir.
That's it. Hey,
that's old
it take,
school there.
It takes a man big.
Mm-hmm.
It takes Vic from Big Time Racing to talk about how good it is, man. every time I hear him talk about it, man, it's funny as hell. But he's telling the truth.
Yeah, boy.
He's definitely telling the truth,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir. He's telling the truth.
I had to shout him out the other day, man. Pretty much, Vic has raced at pretty much every event. So did a few other people, man. But Vic has,
yeah.
Brother, he's in his class tonight.
Where them boys gonna go?
Yeah. You got a few other guys that do the same thing, man. But Vic always, I had to throw his name out there. You know, but Vic, he does his job, man. You know, I was doing the interview with some people the other day, on Sunday, and they was asking me about people, you know. So I was telling them, about the races, you know. They didn't know anything about the Blog Talk Radio show, you know. Some of the Street Outlaw guys, they had never heard of it, you know, Blog Talk Radio shows and stuff like that. So I was telling them people about giving them all the numbers, man, you know. So every week, you know, Eddie, I don't know if you get a chance to see it. When I go live, I give all the Blog Talk Radio guys phone numbers out, man. Every one that I have, man. There are a few that I don't have, you know, but all the ones, Midwest and Dog Show, I give Tony Reppers, Big Shams, yours, Shake and Bake. I give all y'all numbers out every week, you know, when I go live. So I don't know them all the numbers by heart, so I have to do it when I got all the numbers sitting in front of me, you know. And and some friends of mine from Canada, I met them at Mike Hill's race a couple years ago. And they had been trying to get over, you know, they had closed the border down. So now they got the border opened up, and he sent me, one of them sent me a message, said, man, we got folk out. He said, and you guys are a whole lot closer than South Georgia Motorsports Park, so we definitely going to be in the house.
Yeah.
So, they going testing this weekend, and he said, if all the cars work out fine, then it can go off.
Hey, Drag Nation, I ain't heard you say you give out a Lil Wheel and Chemo show number. What's going on with that? That's the baddest motherfucking show in the land. What the hell going
hey,
on?
Hey, Wheel, hey, Chemo, text me that number. I don't have it. Text
right.
me the number.
Okay. I'm going to have to text
you. But you heard what I said. All the numbers that I have.
I
give
them out. I didn't hear you say that. I kind of got jealous. You ain't had the baddest show in the land number in there.
Boy, you're a fool. I didn't have Tony Ripper's number last week, but I got it today. And just text me the number.
I'm going to get it over there to you.
Okay. I go live every Friday, man, at 7 o'clock. You know, if I go on earlier, I'll post it up that I'm going early, you know, going live earlier.
Yeah.
Boy, these police ain't playing today.
Take Mudbone out without getting in, you know, confrontation with somebody. Man, you gonna have to get in a confrontation.
I don't know, Chemo. I gotta feel comfortable in what it's doing. You know, everything going right,
wait,
and we're going to find out, you know.
Man, did you do a start up?
I gotta say, Mugs don't look real to the beat.
You're going in the right direction. You're in the right direction if you start up.
Yep.
You start
up. You're 100% right on that. He said start up. Hey, Kimo, I got a few people from Detroit. I've been on the phone, man, literally, since 6 o'clock this morning, man. These folks has been calling, man. I got some guys from Detroit supposed to be coming, man. A guy named Kim. That's his name, Kim. He called me, got a few other people. He was giving me all the names.
Kim,
yeah.
Are you talking about Kim? Is it Kim?
No, he said Kim. I know Kim, boy. I don't know him.
Okay.
But he's the one who had the Cash App information. Now, the guys and all the people he was talking about, he knew some of everybody. And, but, you know, hey, I tell you what, I might be saying his name wrong, but he sent that entry fee over, the shootout money. He sent that money quick, fast, in a hurry.
He's coming to kill some cats.
Yeah, they got one spot for the daily driver shootout.
Hold on. I hear somebody in the background saying they better do something. Hold on. Are y'all having potluck over there? Because you know he... You know what? I need to ask. Do he ever bring anything to the potluck?
if it's something to do with us, he ain't got to. You know, I had him where he couldn't eat it all. He was eating at least 10 and
man,
over
you know
at
what?
Nine. So
I tried to get him some more.
He wouldn't eat no more.
Hey, I got a special dish for him that I'm going to send over to your trailer, and I got a special dish for him.
I bet he packed that shit up like roasting and put that shit in the car. All he did, he packed that shit up like roasting and put in the car.
You ain't going to have, hey, Kimo, you ain't going to have me help when you poison the man.
I got a special dish for him. Hey, I got to give you this special dish for him. Yeah, all, hey, man, this boy, I promise you, he gonna eat a lot, but he won't eat long.
I heard that. Hey, Kimo, that's the first time I ever seen you take a big turn some food down, man. I'm like, Chase, get what you want to get, man. He couldn't get it all.
This time he's going to have an office chair pull up. He's going to slide down the big grill. They tell me
Shake and Bake got a free Denny's coupon. He said he went to Denny's in Florida. He went to Denny's, right? And once he left Denny's...
Uh-huh.
He went straight to the track to somebody else trailer was over there marching like a motherfucker. I don't know, man.
There's no stinking ass feet.
Man, you know, Bobby Cole said, you know what? He came to my trailer and the motherfucker didn't leave. And hey, Bobby said, where is he putting all that goddamn food at? Everybody can't be lying on you, man. Everybody can't be lying on me. Everybody.
He had a fact that that motherfucker should bet when they went to Florida.
Before I get, I got to go on mute because if I get started, man, these boys gonna be. They gonna whoop me, man. I gotta go on mute, man. These guys, man. Y'all know y'all bring out the worst in me. Hey man. I've been trying to stay.
So the final.
Huh?
I say the final.
Go ahead.
Talking about the race that's supposed to happen. That was final. They paid the punk out.
What I heard, I don't know nothing about it. What I heard is Deucey said 5 seconds was just too quick for him to leave. What he need, Jim?
Wow.
He need a little more time. He need a little more time.
I heard it don't take the space of that long to get up the space.
Let's say he trying to burn the nitrous card out. He need 10 seconds. What you need to come up with time? You need to be a boost, man. It's like you need to drop the time of the lead of time here, man. You can't get up 3 pounds of boost in 5 seconds? You're tired of nobody.
Yeah, the main objective is hell. Just make sure you leave first, shit.
Hey, he's worse than Big Pop. That motherfucker.
Oh, God damn.
Started from the alley by the time he got to the stage. I'm going on mute, man. Y'all. He started at the alley, baby. Hey, man. Stop building booths in the staging lane. You know what I'm saying? They tell you go to lane 2, lane 3. He said, Big Firm stopped building booths way back there. You know what I'm saying? They ain't even flagged him to come on around. They told him to go to lane 3. They say he started. Like, what the hell is doing? He creeping up. He creeping up on the boost. He creeping up on.
Hey, Kimo. Kimo.
Yeah.
Since you got a turbo car, I want to ask you a question. Now, shouldn't this have been discussed before they even got to the track?
Well, apparently I thought they had it discussed, but you know I wasn't on the phone when they made it up. But not being funny, but I'm being dead serious. With the technology today, with the converters and. With the turbos and converters and turbo housings, they got mid frame, small frame, and large frames. You almost can build boost instantly. You can come up to that staging lane and be damn near. They got dump valves in the transmission to reroute the trans fluid. And that's old school. But, he should be able to come up right there. He damn near could flat tether that motherfucker and be anywhere. If he has somebody tuning in the car that knows what they're doing, he could damn near flat tether that motherfucker and reach his peak to where he want to launch that thing at. Because the technology is so far advanced with turbos, unless Deucey just ain't he not dealing with the right people. I did hear Preacher Boy was over there on the Fisher Price, looking at the tune up. I don't know.
Oh man,
I don't know if he plugged up to it and shit. Last I heard, the Geese Choir had Fisher Price updating the computer, I don't know if the Geese Squad Oh, that's a geek squad. No, no, Big Fanny, I'm serious. You know, they got you take that thing to the geek squad and at Best Buy, and they, you know what I'm saying, they tell you where you know what I'm saying, hey, man, you gonna need to put this this package in there. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know if he got his computer up flashed right and stuff so he could Lord have mercy. But hey, Big Eddie, I'm gonna leave your show alone, man. I know y'all got the serious hats on here. And y'all was telling
me. Hey man, that's tech talk, man. That's tech talk, man. People enjoy tech talk.
You know what I mean? Well, hey, Big Eddie, you know what? Had I been on one of those the imitation shows, my phone would have been muted a long time ago, you know what I'm saying? That old generic talk show from Detroit, you know, man, you can't even, he got, hey, that dude over there runs a tight ship. You hear me? I'm talking about he muted.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Stop throwing shots, Timo.
Huh?
Stop throwing shots. Don't
I'm just telling you, like, certain people.
That's not right, Timo. Timo, that's not right.
I'm sorry for lying, babe. I'm sorry for lying. I'm just saying, you know, some of these shows are kind of loose with it, but that other generic Detroit show, he runs a tight ship. That's all I'm saying, bro. What are you your panties all in the bunch from? That's just saying the man run a tight ship over.
Because that's not right.
I don't get a hand up.
Ain't nobody said nothing about your show. Leave that man show alone.
No,
we got flat
248-8504. Your mic is
all
up.
Right, Big Eddie. The only people that he said that he gonna mute was Little Will and Kimo. I'm on mute.
Here we go, y'all. Tim High.
God damn it, Flash done got away, y'all.
Oh, you did? Tim High. Now, you know, I got to have it out with you. Damn, man, this man got his whole face burned off saving his babies, saving his baby twin girls.
Damn.
Lord, have mercy.
Wow.
Me. Damn, that's fucked up. Lord, have mercy.
Flash don't work fat, baby, y'all.
Yeah. Hey, so let me ask Tim how. Where was we going with this? Shit, man, that just threw me off. But Tim Howard,
you were dogging out Shake and Bake show and got so
big, he got two lines
and you got nothing. You only had four guests and that was
Tim
it.
Tim Howard, how do you stay on my show?
Hey, Big Eddie. He was Kimo, Little Bill. They had Bub and they had Kid on the phone. That was it. Everybody else was quiet. That's what you
called.
And the man said,
Hold on, nobody participates.
I'm going to hang up. I'm going to get rid of this show. I'm tired of it anyway. Then he didn't have a show for one of the weeks.
Man.
Everybody was on Shake and Bake show. He even came on Shake and Bake show. And Shake and Bake threatened to shut the show down because of Kimo and Lil Will.
Yeah.
That's all.
Hey, listen, everybody's on your show, Eddie.
Dogging the man out.
Hey, Eddie.
And all he got to do is that's his competition.
Hey, Eddie. Check this out, Big Eddie. How do he always know what's going on my show?
Because I be on both.
He ain't no... Oh.
I get on your show in the morning. I mean, hey, I get on your show early because you come on half an hour early. And if you ain't talk about nothing, I go right on over to Shake and Bake show.
Hey, Tim, you got to pick a side.
I don't have to pick nobody's side.
You got to pick a side and ride.
I'm grown. Hey, Big Eddie, I'm grown. I ain't got to pick no side. I do what I want to do.
Hey, let me ask you this.
And you know what else I do like, Eddie? Shake and Bake don't mute my mic. Every time I get on this guy, he mute my mic. You don't mute my mic.
Big Sham don't mute my mic. Shake and Bake don't. Only Chemo, because he think he got power when he can mute my mic.
Shake and Bake with everybody.
Only time he really mute anybody mic is because of Chemo and Lil Will.
He was on the line. He muted our mic, kicked us off the show. I had to get us back on.
Hey, Shake and Bake. I mean, hey, Big Eddie, you see how you know, everybody come to these shows and Yo Show, Dog Show, you know, we have a free fall. This motherfucker over here.
Who's that playing the music, man? Whoever that playing the music, y'all come on now, mute your mic.
Now watch this. Hey, Big Eddie, all the time I've been on your show, anytime I've been on it, have I been disruptive on your show?
No, sir.
Huh?
No, sir. Never. Never.
Okay. Thank you. Chemo, see there? It's only you, man. Because you always putting somebody down, dogging them out because you scared. Because Shake and Bake show got so big, the man had to open up a second line on the thing. You be looking for somebody to come on your show.
Tim House, I don't look for nobody on that motherfucker.
Yeah, you do. You only in the last... Probably in the last three to four months, you ain't had but one good show. That's the day when Bobby Cole, all them came on there, and you got right in the way. The man said, very carefully, watch this, Eddie. The man said, well, I got a show.
Watch this, Eddie.
And Devil Horse got a show in Randy. This guy come on talking about trying to be a talk show host. Oh, Bobby, I heard you had a show. The man just said he had a show. Don't sit down, Chemo. The show
Nelly wonder why I tear your ass up all day. This is why.
I tore him up today, Big Eddie, and ran him off the show.
This is what I understand. If somebody want to play their music, evidently they ain't talking. So why they just can't mute their mic and they can still listen to their music?
Or they might not want to hear what Chemo got to say. So I'm gonna be quiet.
You know what's so ironic? He always talking about people. The people don't want to hear me, but he sure tune in to every show I'm on.
Eddie, I got to keep him straight because he's on here lying about Shake and Bake. He lying about your show. He lied about Big Sham show.
Eddie, do you ever hear anybody on Shake and Bake show?
Do I ever hear what?
Do you ever hear anything going on Shake and Bake show? But you hear my show, Dog Show, or the Florida Boys show, man, they be popping. You go over there, all they talking about, you know what Shake and Bake show is about? Putting the pig in the ground, roasting you.
And that's good, Eddie. Wait a minute. That's his show. And a lot of people like it. So that's okay. You ain't got a dog in the show. What you need to do is get your show up and popping. That's all.
You know, a lot of time on Sunday, man,
you wrong. Hey,
I get to mess around
Chemo,
and forget.
You wrong, Chemo.
I forget to call the shows till it's too late, but then it's time that I do. When I do, you know, he have a pretty good show. You know, whatever he do a lot of technical talking.
You
like controversy on your show. He don't like that.
Yeah.
So don't bash
He get a lot of participation on the show, and that's what make a show. You know, sometimes it be hard for me to have a show because people want to come on and be on here. But, you know,
Why do y'all want to listen to somebody going to tell you if there's a tie and drag racing that left lane win. You want to listen to somebody stupid like that?
No. How about this? Okay. We gonna make Uncle Ed show pop.
Man, listen to this jackass right here. You know he likes this guy. Hey,
now,
I don't want to listen to no show that's giving out false information.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Eddie.
I got Shake and Bake on here right now. And Shake and Bake can tell you every time he turns around, Kimo always got venom on his show, spit venom on him.
If you in the left lane and we have a tie and drag race, you win because you in the left lane. That kind of shit they talking about. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Oh, man, get out of here. No, I ain't never heard of that.
Eddie, Shake and Bake on the show right here, right now. Ask him yourself, why does Kimo constantly keep his name in that man's mouth? Or keep his name, keep Shake and Bake in his mouth?
Because
he's a
hater. That's why, bro. How's he a fucking hater?
I know that.
I'm tired of them giving out false information, man.
That man do his own show. He don't ask you to come on. He don't ask you to do it. That's why everybody gets paid off because of you.
You bogus, Kimo. You bogus.
Everybody
know
it. Nobody will say it.
Bogus, Kimo.
Lord have mercy.
False information. You giving out false information, dude.
Hey, Shake and Bake.
You don't do that.
Do you call around asking people to get on Kimo's show, or do you have Kimo's name in your mouth every time you turn around?
Hey, Tim House, all you got to do is go look at them motherfucking ratings.
This is going to be a grudge racing show, but Kimo can't come on and offer nothing because he don't grudge race. He don't do nothing.
Hey, Big Eddie,
yeah.
This is what you do. You go look on them numbers. Go, you know how to look at the numbers, right?
I bet Shake and Bake rating is higher than yours. I bet you probably got the lowest rating show on the whole thing.
They say men lie. Women lie, numbers don't. Check them numbers out, baby. Check them numbers out.
Oh, man.
That number tickles me.
Hey, Kimo, you know what I told him, Shake and Bake? One day, he's talking about he was going to give up the show, and I said, you know what that means? Shake and Bake won because he outlasted you. You talking about you was going to put him out of business. The man's show growing every week. It grows higher and stronger and more participation every time.
Eddie,
he can't stand it.
Eddie, I hear you. Man, he's terrible, man.
He's listening to another guy. You're listening to another guy. Now check this guy out. This other guy giving out false information, too. That's why he loves Shake It, Baby. Do you know this idiot say the NBA got to close out on...
This motherfucker had a game seven schedule if he go. He said they can't go to game seven because they got to close the NBA out before July 20th. Kimo, you don't shut the hell up. You're this jerk, man. I never seen nobody like this. You study want to talk. Hey, Kimo, apparently you don't gamble. You don't gamble. You don't gamble enough to know.
Hey, man, you don't gamble.
Okay, Kimo.
Hey, baby, what are you going to gamble with?
I see you're a fucking idiot, man. Because the shit you said, you don't know nothing about.
Man, that man going to
say.
They had to let.
I got paid.
They have. Hey,
I got
they
paid,
have,
motherfucker.
Hey, hey, he
paid.
Know all
you
about
this
you NBA.
You understand?
Hey, Eddie. Check this out, Eddie. He know all about the NBA,
that's
right?
That's all paid.
Now, he knows
that's
that the Suns,
He know that
man,
Milwaukee was winning.
Ass out of here, man.
He
you
know that
idiot.
Milwaukee was gonna
man,
win the other night, right?
Talking, Kimo, hey, Kimo, you
ask
yeah.
him how much did he? How ask him how
you
much?
You always
did he want get.
To talk, hey,
if
Kimo.
Knew,
you
if
don't
knew
know
Milwaukee
your
was
ass
winning,
from a hole in the ground.
Ask him
there,
how much did he
don't
man.
Know their ass from a hole in the ground.
Hey,
definitely don't know your ass from a hole in the ground.
Let me ask you this: if
you're a fucking idiot, man,
hey man,
you're a fucking idiot.
Big Eddie.
What up, Shake?
Get your motherfucking ass out of here.
How you doing, brother? You all right?
You don't know your ass from a hole in the ground.
Yeah, brother, I'm all
that's
right. Right.
Hey,
man.
Hey, Big Eddie.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Big Eddie. This motherfucker knew
hey,
the
hey,
NBA Shake. Had
I
to
was
close
just telling
out
them,
and
man.
Milwaukee had. Hey,
okay.
Eddie, just hit me out and I'm gone. Just hit me out and I'm gone.
Hold on,
he
hold
said
on.
He know the NBA. And he said he knew that Milwaukee was going to win. So he betted
hey.
His money. Guess what?
Hey,
guess
Kimo,
how much he bet? He bet him a whopping $400. But if you had the inside scoop,
go.
Why did you bet a couple thousand? That don't make sense to me. I mean, that don't make drunk sense. You be drunk and you ain't make no sense. You knew that this game had to be won by the 21st, and you didn't bet you didn't bet over $400, man. It's your stupid, no-nonsense ass.
He could have killed Vegas to feed him on that shit. He could have fucked Vegas up.
This guy, man, this guy is terrible.
But you know what it is, Tim Hawks? You hate that I
speak
facts, man. Hey, man, listen. I'm going to bet the farm if I know this NBA got to close out by the 21st. They can't have we got to have this season over with by the 21st. Now, I'm gambling on the game, but I'm going to put up a whopping $200-$300. Man, sit your stupid ass down. You didn't know nothing. You just want to talk. You got that whiskey in you, and you trying to make a conversation. Sit your drunk ass down. You know how you
had
the
barbecue. Damn. He had Kid. He had Bub. It was Kimo and Lil Will. That was the whole show. The whole show.
And you too, Bobby
Dang.
Cole.
Well, that was a different show. That was a different show.
No, that was
the show
was
really
good. That was last
really
week's show, man. That was
you
last week's show, man. So that was last week's show,
crazy.
Tim House. That was last week's show. See, you on
I
all
said
my
you
shows,
had a good
man,
show.
But you ain't.
You had a good show
you
that
ain't,
day. But everybody was doing
hey,
good.
Hey, Eddie. Hey, Eddie. Hey, Eddie, I got to go, man. I said I was gone after I explained.
Please
baby, so. You know, you have a good
night.
Right,
Eddie,
man.
I'm going back on mute. So as long as he's gone, I'm
all
going
right.
on mute.
Shake, you still there?
Man. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Shake. Yeah, I was telling them boys, they say you ain't never turned down no food. I told them, God damn it, on June 5th, I had your ass turn some food down.
Oh, man.
I told Shake, get all he can eat. Shake said, I don't want no more.
You did, Eddie. You did. You maxed me out, bro. You maxed me out.
Yeah, boy.
How you been doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. You know.
Okay.
Got a few things.
Okay.
Got to get straightened out. But, hey, man, it's all good. All I got to say is God is good because you know what I done been through. And I'm still here.
Right, right. Right, man.
That's true.
I'll definitely see you at Drags Race. I didn't get a chance to talk to Philly Shy, but we had prayer on the show for him last week, man, because of his wife.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't talked to him either, but I, you know, message him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to give him time to kind of recover. And touch bases with him probably a little bit later, you know, because I know that man, he loved that woman, man. He was always there for as much as he could be, man. He, man, cook all kinds of gourmet dinners and stuff like that all the time. He kept her, you know, as happy as he could. And
well, he did his
I sure
job.
I hate that happened.
Ever say he didn't.
Yes, sir.
He did his job. He
yes,
was there 110%.
Uh-oh, y'all, I got a problem. Houston, I got a problem.
Man, woke him up.
A little problem or a big problem?
Little problem, little bitty problems. Hey.
Get him.
Yeah.
About to get you, Eddie. About to get you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's my little grandbaby.
I hope that Big Eddie don't have to resort to allowing Chemo to be a special guest, because that's garbage over there, man. That's just pure, unadulterated garbage. And anybody on the phone can tell him I said it, because he ain't worth 50 cents.
Well, sometimes
he ain't gonna believe it.
Sometimes you gotta let the fire just burn itself out. You know.
By the time, if you let him do it, he can spit so much venom and so much corruption that it almost be irreversible damage. You know. So that's why I was sitting on just listening, like I do a lot of time. And then I just heard him talking so bad about you and your show. And you remember, now watch this, tell Big Eddie, when your show, you had to almost stop your show and put him off the show by muting the mic because he was so disruptive.
Yeah.
Okay, it's nothing unusual. It ain't the first time. So I was trying to let Eddie know all them lies he was telling. Shake right here telling you the truth. He know, because he ended up muting everybody, Mike, over here because of Chemo. Just went out there. He didn't have no show because he was too lazy. Talking about he couldn't get the show up. Well, he could have called you, Eddie. He could have called Shake. He could have called Dawg. He could have called Big Champ. Anybody to help him get the show up and running. But he was too lazy because he was trying to show he wasn't going to have a show. But when everybody was on Shake and Bake show, he came right over there and got disruptive. Everybody was good. The Shake didn't even know all of us was on there. And then all of a sudden, next thing I know, he came in and everybody got put off because of Chemo.
Well, you know, we try to have a
one thing I know,
show, man.
One thing I know to make a show good, and regardless of how many people on it or whatever, it's good participation. Well, you always got something to talk about, and that's something that I see Shake have. And, you know, like I'm having a night. We ain't really talk about racing, but it's participation, and we going back and forth, and, you know, some of that, it's still action. It's still, you know, conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got good participation, I think, you know, even if nobody on the outside enjoying the show, long as y'all enjoy what y'all doing, and if they listen, they listen. If they don't, they don't, you know.
And you're right, Eddie. Participation means a lot, because after me and Tim House do racing and we come back to the sideline and pop our hoods and sit down and talk, we can still have a good night.
Uh-oh.
Just talking about, Tim House left on me. You know, it's all about that participation.
All you
got to
do is have
fun.
That's all
it
is.
Yep.
What you doing up this there? All right, there you go. Good girl.
I was trying to tell them, see, they asked a question the other night, Shake, that what can we do to help get Grudge Racing back up and running? Well, you certainly can't get it up and running when you got people like Chemo talking about every negative thing that you do. And you race, he got negative something to say. You don't race, he got something negative to say. You bet, he got something negative to say. Everything, it ain't enough. And all that, it's always something. You know, you can't do nothing. Because guess what? He ain't doing nothing. That's the problem. It's got to be nothing else but jealousy. It can't be nothing else.
Yeah.
Because nowhere in the world a man got your name in his mouth 24 hours a day. The Shake and Bake show this. The Shake and Bake show that. And I told him, I said, hey, Chemo, Shake and Bake, I don't know how many you have on your first line, but I know sometimes the lines go up to like 100. And then you got 100 on that. It's full. And then you got to get on the second line to even just hear the show. So I try to tell him, I said, your show got to be dead, Chemo, when you ain't got but four people on there. Shake and Bake show booming. All you got to do is get your ratings up, because right now you the lowest garbage show on the whole thing, man. On Blog Talk Radio, you the lowest, man. The lowest. because nobody come on there. But just only people that last, he said last one was beautiful because he had Bobby Cole and all them was on there talking good. And then Bobby said something. So he said, you know, well, if we can do it at my show, Devil Horse Show, or Randy's show. Not 13 seconds he came on. Hey, Bobby, I heard that you have a show. Why don't you be quiet, Chemo? Pay attention and quit eating and stuffing your face and get yourself together. You're supposed to be a talk show host. You ain't got nobody's telephone number. You don't know nobody's name. You don't know nobody's show. You don't know nobody's event. You don't know no cars. You don't know no races, no drivers. You don't know nothing. What kind of talk show host is he, man? He ain't a grudge racer. He ain't racing. Ain't raced in 8 years, and he's still talking about everybody else's race program. Come on, man. Get off that negative
stuff.
Yeah,
that's
stuff
all that fucking faggot-ass Timo do.
That's all he do. Run off. If you want some excitement,
some winning, I'm going to race
him.
What up, preacher,
that bitch going to ask me when I'm going to race. He ain't raced in 100 years. What's going on,
that's
man?
That's him.
I was out here watching these motherfuckers go down the track looking like a two to the turtle and paying lockups and all kind of shit. Yeah, but Chemo, he's an incredible bitch. He's a super bitch. But you let him get on your skin, you's a dumb motherfucker, you let him get on your skin. He ain't going to bust a grape and watch his backyard. He ain't going to look out his back window if there's some noise back there. If the house catch a fire, he's going to wait till the fire department show up and get him out. So don't worry about him. You got to ignore him.
And Preacher Boy, talk about everybody's race program, and then he say, and then he got a pro mod, and he want to jump on, he say, the bottom feeder. Anybody who got a Hellcat, Scat Pack, he own them. Man.
Hey, but listen, bro, the man ain't going to do no racing. I don't even know why you worry about him. He talk loud and talk all this shit because he ain't got shit. He ain't doing shit. You see that other boy from Detroit got that on his ass, whatever his name was, yesterday, and he shelled the fuck up. What's the other boy's name from Detroit?
Nelly.
Nelly was on that man's ass so tight, he couldn't even breathe. He didn't know what to say. He didn't even want to say nothing disrespectful because Nelly could reach out and touch his ass. We can't. So he say shit to us. Mm-hmm. We can't find him. But that man, Nelly, got on.
Nelly
ain't got
nothing,
but
your bitch ass
always
talking. Nelly can keep him under control because he get too wound up and just dog people out. I just don't understand it.
He can't dog you out unless you accept it. Listen. If a motherfucker yell and cuss all day long and you don't respond, he talking to himself, man. That's what I keep telling
right.
you.
Right. But he spit so much venom, it's almost irreversible. He got me over here talking about Shake and Bake Show. He all the way on another man's show talking about Shake and Bake Show because his show ain't nothing. Chemo is terrible, man. Terrible.
Hey, man, I get out on their ass because, hey, I can go toe-to-toe with the best. I give a fuck about them. See,
I tell you, he's terrible, man.
You're going to talk to him like you're a Jehovah's Witness. I'm going to talk to him like I'm his pimp. He's a good bitch.
Oh, man.
my Jehovah's Witness.
God damn.
And then he want to always talking about what he going to do, but everything that come out of his mouth is we. Man,
you worried about
on.
we. If they catch that man at the track, it's going to be wah, wah, wah. So what you worried about it? If
behind.
He comes to the track, man, listen, if that somebody's come to the track, he's going to be so far in the stands with goddamn it, dark shades on and everything, you're going to think he was a terrorist.
Man,
that man got everybody in the world pissed at him because he's a nothing. He's a nothing, bro. And you leave it at that, you get so emotional, man. You need to stop letting these motherfuckers fuck with your emotion. Let them say what they're going to say and go on with it. Ain't none of them paying your bill. Ain't none of them funding your race program. Ain't none of them doing shit for you. Kiss your ass. I ain't watching me on now, you know, everybody's car. And look at everybody's car. Hey, man, he doing what he want to do. If I had a video, anybody...
Chemo. Oh, boy.
are different folks. You, Chemo is like your wife, man. You mad because he say shit to you. Fuck Chemo. He don't even exist. Erase that man's name out your whole mouth.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you, Peter Boy. Break it up.
I'm in a bad situation. Hold on.
There you go.
Let me see it up.
There you go.
Hey, man. You stop letting that man get under your skin. He gonna give you an aneurysm. You just need to just. He can. Oh, shit. You know what you got. You know what you do for a living. Ain't nobody taking care of you. Do you, bro? We can't keep
it
pushing
just
you.
Like
and you don't
sometimes
you
just get worse, and you don't say that he
Who
gets
cares?
Worse and worse.
Who
and
give
worse.
A fuck? Listen, first of all, let me tell you the best part about it. Who the fuck is he telling it to? Us niggas on the phone, we don't mean shit to you no goddamn way. We just people that you talk to on the fucking phone. If you don't pay your phone bill, you won't hear from us. So what I'm trying to tell
Amen.
You is this, bro.
Amen.
Stop worrying about bullshit, bro.
Yeah,
fuck out what
you don't
get.
Pay your phone bill, you won't hear from us. That's pretty good, Preet. That's pretty good.
I'm just telling you the honest God truth, man.
What up, kid?
What up, Shake?
We call friend. I got on Shake ass today, and Shake wasn't even on the phone. I talked about our trip today. Goddamn it, in that goddamn little Chevette, that G6, with goddamn 6 feet tall niggas and everybody in that motherfucker going to Florida.
Florida. Going to Florida.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought D. Rose was going to be on here tonight. He said he's looking for some action up here. When he come up here for drag race, he said he's gonna be looking. Oh, D Rose, the one that got that Mustang.
Yeah.
From Indianapolis.
Hey.
But
D Rose just had a Malibu. Didn't D Rose do the Malibu?
No.
The one that burned up.
Yep. Yeah. Long
Monte Carlo.
Time. Yeah. He had that.
Monte Carlo.
He had that first, right? Monte Carlo, right?
No, he had a Malibu that burned up.
First.
No, it was a Malibu that burned up, man.
I don't know about the Malibu.
Johnny Reb.
I met him here.
Johnny Reb was driving it. Listen to me, man. Johnny Reb used to be the driver of it. You talking about the same D. Ross that used to be with drag all the time, right?
No, this dude come from Indianapolis.
Oh, okay. I don't know why D. Ross disappeared.
Yeah,
too,
he had
so
a Monte Carlo.
I don't know, it might be somebody different. Well, listen, bro.
Yeah.
When you promoting shit, saying
D-Rose
shit, it don't
probably.
Happen. It don't happen until these people show up. You can't count on nothing until you see it. I did 115 coming all the way from Robbie's up here to see these clowns race, and nobody raced.
Damn.
It was a waste of time.
Damn.
Look here, this is what I'm saying. The man said he's coming up here for some action. He got a boxing over, big tire car. He's going to be up here looking for action. Or a drag race.
Well, if everything go right, I plan on having BCN car, the S10, and the little Ranger out there. I'm going to run the Ranger in the big tire race.
Right.
Well, do me a favor. Can you lock Chemo in?
For what?
Oh, man.
See, I told you. You in love with that man. You might as well tell the man to move in because that's the only thing on your mind.
Does he always have insulted this great?
Hey, man, you
humiliated.
Listen, stop it. You got that man tattooed on your ass cheek right now because you're in love with him. Stop thinking about him. You won't have to worry about him. He's a man. You don't go that way, I hope. Leave
no,
him where he
no,
lay.
No.
Then leave him where he lay. You can stop mentioning him. If you ignore him, he don't exist.
Lord have mercy.
You say you got all the faith in the world in God. Stop giving all the faith to Chemo. Because that's what you're giving him. All the motivation in the fucking world. Stop it.
Damn.
He's a nothing. If he gets stranded, you toot your horn at that bitch and say, ah.
keep on rolling.
And match it to the flow.
Hey, listen to me. Watch this. Shake and bake is on this phone right now. Shake and bake used to be the same way with him.
Hold on, Preacher Boy. You know, Tim House and Preacher Boy. Tim House and what's that boy right there you just said? Shake and Bake.
Leon.
They got gas
guzzling. Yeah.
No, gas. Tim House and Shake and Bake, they got gas guzzling cars. You know what I'm saying? You yourself, you got you a diesel. I got a diesel. Which one? You ask yourself. Well, you ain't even got to ask yourself. Which one broke down on you? Shake and Bake. I mean, which one broke down on you,
Shake
Boy?
Shake and Bake used to be the same way with Chemo. The exact same way, man. He couldn't, when he hears voice, he go into a goddamn convulsion. I'm like, man, what the fuck wrong with you? He's only a man. God damn.
Hey, Preacher Boy.
Yeah.
What did you say when you was way, y'all midway to Florida and that motherfucking thing plunked down on you?
Shake and Bake, you on this phone. Hold on. Shake and Bake, you on this phone. Tell them how that ride was.
What did I say to you
when that shit broke down?
It was a ride from hell,
It was a ride from hell, but it was also a learning experience.
Did y'all make it to Pick and Pull, or where did y'all have to stop at?
We was at an AutoZone or a Rally's, but we was goddamn it in, where were we at, man? And I can't say we was in Atlanta. We was somewhere way down in the motherfucking park, though.
Oh,
man.
Oh,
man, I'm pulling up with a kid in place of vet. Man, we going to Florida.
What?
Man, that motherfucker, that motherfucker Shake and Bake pulled up in my goddamn shop with a goddamn go-kart of it. Y'all ready? What the fuck?
Ready for what?
I knew he had a van. I thought he had a van or something.
Hey, we supposed to get stuck on the highway?
Hey, Big Daddy, they say he had a motherfucker like Big Bubble and Police Academy. We had to rip his teeth out. They say they had one of them sitting in that motherfucker. Man, they pulled up his head hanging off the top of the sunroof, and that bitch had a nerve to break down. Oh,
Lord, man.
But you know what?
hey,
Chemo, no matter how our trip went, whenever I got fucked up, Shake and Bake was right there at that hospital checking on me, bro.
Hey, Chemo.
No bullshit.
Hey, Chemo, you know you get to the mountains of Chattanooga? Boy, that motherfucker, that contact going to the mountains of Chattanooga.
Oh, man.
Hey, hit that mountain. We got the Chattanooga boy. Woo-wee.
Now, when you're the main part, can you guys ask Chemo where was his car and why he didn't take his car down there?
Hey, Tim, I flew in. Every time I went down to the Florida race, I flew in.
Because you don't have a car that can make it to Ohio. That's the problem.
I got a couple of cars. Do you want to buy one?
You want to try to talk about my 80,000 miles on my GMC 25.
How you know you got 80,000 miles? Listen, how that man know you got 80,000 miles on your car? Because you told
him that.
He lying again. I ain't never been nowhere near his GMC.
It's a GMC. I want him to know.
I think everything you do, you write him a note first.
I want him to know.
I think you write him a note.
because I know that I want him to show me that he can compete with that GMC 2500 HD. Tell him, come on.
Oh, man, not the heavy duty.
Oh, shit, now. That's good.
Man.
Oh, man.
Man, God, he got aggressive, with, junk, he got aggressive with the HD. He got aggressive with the HD part.
Man.
HD.
I know that.
Man, my money. Man, I pull that gas guzzle apart, man.
Man, okay.
I'm gonna see if you can run with this 6-4. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna see if you can run with this
6-4. If I need to, like he say, we, I got power and power. Let me put this 6-7.
You ain't heard
on.
Me? Hold on. You ain't heard me say we nothing. I say I'm gonna see if you. We ain't talking about our friends' power. We talking about what we got.
The man don't even have a bed on the back of the truck. It's just
hold
a frame
on.
and a cab. It's junk.
Hey, Tim Howell.
Rust bucket.
A bed, so what you
rust
about?
Bucket.
Hey,
the tire dry rotted.
I brought a bed.
Been sitting there for 8 years. The car been sitting there for 8 years. The truck ain't going to do nothing.
Tim Howell, I brought a bed, man.
Got garbage. He got
I brought
a
bed, Tim.
He came up to the show.
I brought
came up to
a
the
bed,
restaurant.
Nigga.
The back, the front. Hey, the driver's seat all the way in the back, all bent up. Ain't no command.
Goddamn. Now you lying. There
junk.
You go lying again,
got
nigga. My
you
mama don't
junk.
Ride.
Oh,
hey.
You got
Tim
oh, you left
my mama don't
back.
Ride.
Sorry,
my mama
over
there.
Man.
Hey, Tim
Hunt. Well, why you and your mama come? Where your car? That's what I'm trying to say.
Hey, stop talking about some people's parents.
You tell it. Where his car at? Where his car at?
Tim High. I got several cars. What's
he
wrong with you, numb nut?
And live, and he drive, and he exists in that truck. That's all he do.
Hey, Tim High, I got several cars, and I don't have to share them with nobody.
He came out his own mama. I asked for his car. He started talking about his mama's Cadillac. He, what about where his car
I drove that over there, Johnny.
Lord, how much.
Yeah.
I was at
that
my mama house, and Brother D said he was in town.
You know you got
to. I took her tie. Nah, Tim. Yeah, you know what's crazy.
Wait,
now, let's
you
see.
Live
Tim,
in
my,
your
oh,
house. Why you drive
oh,
all the way around
I
the
was
block
at her house.
Or two blocks
I
over,
was
three,
at her house
it,
when Brother
get
D
your
called
mom
me, Johnny.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, but check this out, Tim. You was on here. Now, let's get to the real. Now, you come on, you be lying, talking about you had a new
I'm
truck.
A
lie.
So, well, they call
you're
me a
home,
liar, so I'm, what do liars do? They lie. So let me be a liar then.
All right, well, I ain't gonna tell your secret. Okay.
Where you want me to go,
hey,
Tim? You call,
can't beat that
you call me a liar.
Hey, you can't beat
you
that
call
part.
Me a liar. Or your friends and whoever called me a liar, then hey. Let me lie then. What you want
you
me to
lying.
Do?
You
be lying.
You just was lying. Yeah, you just
shit.
But anyhow.
That's what liars do.
Hey.
Yeah, it's positive. Yeah.
Hey, man.
I'm down there stepped
on
this little
man.
Dog. God damn, scared the fuck out of me.
Going on mute, man. I'm going on mute. Man, I can't believe you paid the goddamn punk out. They can't believe
he's trying
he
to run this
out.
Show over here, Eddie. He want to be in control of this show, Eddie. Man, this guy ain't talking about
Eddie,
it. Now.
Man. Hey, man, Eddie, look.
And
Eddie
preacher
love
boy, right.
Come on over
preacher
here.
Boy, right. Now,
Eddie,
I stayed on mute the whole
here,
day.
Baby.
He came. And all he kept doing was calling my name. Talk about Tim House. Tim House. And
no,
you were
on
the show,
on the phone.
Kid.
Tim House. I
was
barely
on
the phone, man.
Yeah,
hey, Key,
okay.
how many times you heard me on the phone today?
Yeah,
I was on and off that bitch. He's sitting there. He
okay,
you were
still on and off. And in the
hey,
period of time out, that
Tim
you were on,
Tim
you kept you calling sit
on the phone from sun up.
Of
hey, Tim, you sit on the phone from sun up to sundown. Man, you need to get you some business, man.
Tim House, listen what I'm finna say to you. Tim House, what I'm finna say to you is you will feel some kind of way if that man don't say your name. Because you goddamn it look for that shit.
Yeah, he will.
You
this,
look for
this
that
make
shit,
his
man.
Day. He ain't doing nothing else. This make his day when I get
boy,
on
Tim.
His tail.
You act like a motherfucker. Hey, Tim. I'm
going
to tell you some tripped out shit. You act like a motherfucker in your house don't say your name. Because you goddamn it wait clean as we get started on this motherfucking show for this motherfucker to say something and you go in. Oh, there you go calling my name. You don't never hear your name
hey,
in the
wait a minute. Somebody ain't giving him no attention at home. Now,
oh,
my preacher boy, I didn't say that.
Oh,
that I didn't say that.
You the motherfucker that give him all the attention. He don't need no more attention. You give it all to him.
Yeah.
Hey, you ain't lying. You ain't lying, preacher boy. That means somebody
quit calling my name.
Hey, how do you know I'm calling your name if you said if you ain't sitting on the phone all day? I come
I
on
told
Tim
you,
House.
I said,
you know,
watch
I said, hey, I get a break.
I get an intermission.
I come on and fuck with him
all day long until he get a little rise out of me, and then they say, no, I get in his behind because he keep messing with me. And then that's what you do, Kimo. You just and
hey,
watch
man.
This. I'm a bet kid. Watch this. Even though I'm going to tell him that Kimo put my name in his mouth tomorrow, he can't stay on. He can't go on no show without mentioning my name.
Oh, I got a hand up.
Hey, but listen to me. And you can't
yeah,
wait for him to mention your name. You like that said, get your heart on. You can't wait for him to say your goddamn name.
Big Mark.
It's like,
yes,
please
sir,
say
Eddie,
my
what's
name.
Happening? Lord have mercy.
What up, man? Your mic open, man.
All right, Pat. Well, you guys got a lively discussion going on today, man. I'm not going to interrupt it. I just checking in
the
on the show, man. Y'all do
hey,
what
man.
Y'all do. I'll be back in a brief moment.
Y'all got to help me teach
him. I was hoping D-Rose was going to call in, man,
him.
And try to drone some people, man, and... You know, but since he ain't on here, I let them go ahead, man.
Preacher boy, what happened up there at the Grove, man?
Shit, the same thing that happened at your address, not a goddamn thing. that motherfucking baby talking about he was on his way up here. I guess he broke down on the way here because he sure didn't show the fuck up with his lying ass, too.
Hey, hold on, you
can
talk about him. He said he had 3,000 in it,
because
I thought he
was trying
to get around. I said, you must ain't got no gas to get up there.
Motherfucker, I got 3,000 in my pocket. What you trying to say? Hey, watch this. How much is 3,000 pennies? It wasn't enough to get no gas, baby. Wasn't enough to get no gas.
Preacher boy, why was the punk out paid? Do you know?
Very sad. No, the man said that. Listen, let me tell you what. He said he had the break, and they stipulated afterwards how he had to take the break. He had 5 seconds to do this and do that, and they didn't want to go through all that. And first of all, you got to understand, he got a turbo car. Once he bristle that bitch up, he got to let it go. So
he got to.
One was glad.
Right.
One was, listen to me, bro. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. One was glad, and one was scared.
Now, my next
now,
question to
it,
you is, my next question to you is, now, while they were doing this locking in Canada, why couldn't they discuss that while they were locking in?
Because one of them had ENJ, and the other one had goddamn Cavassier. But they couldn't get it right.
So, in other words, they could have just met at the track, goddamn it, and did all that locking in when they got to the track, huh?
Hey, man, no,
well,
they could have stayed in the garage and lied to themselves. They didn't have to tell everybody that lie. We would have stayed our
mm-hmm.
game. Shit, how the fuck the man with the brake paid it? Paid
hold
the
on, baby.
Hey, it's crazy.
Hold on, baby. Hold on. Okay, hold on.
Shit, the man with the brake, you going to pay the fuck out? Shit.
What? I've been really trying, baby. And no bullshit now. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all this the honest truth. Whoa. All the cars ran pretty good. And they all ran pretty good. It would have been maybe been a good race. They all went down
yeah,
memory
yeah.
lane, goddammit, with no problem.
Trying to hold back the truth.
But that faggot-ass principal was in the motherfucking bleachers getting splinters in his ass. Come out, what he going to do?
Who was
the
principal?
The secretary.
The principal or the secretary? Which one you mean?
I said the principal, man. Can you hear? They say you can't read. At least can you listen?
Man, I need
Netflix.
To know who the principal and who the secretary is, man. Who the fuck is the principal?
Secretary, they say is Vaughn. I mean, Vic. The principal.
How you
Chuck.
Know, boy? You call him Bob. You call the secretary.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Preacher Boy, you called it right. I heard you didn't slip up on it. You know he gonna get on this phone and go crazy now.
Yeah, Preacher Boy done got something started.
Hey, don't bother me, man. You know, hey, Kimo. You know, if I got
yes,
that, listen to your motherfucking mouth all day long and it don't bother me, what the next nigga mouth gonna do to me? You got the worst mouth for the South.
Hey, Kimo, I'm not gunplay. I'm not secretary gunplay.
Hey, man, but listen.
Hey, man.
I ain't even gonna lie, I wouldn't even call Von a secretary. I would call him a crawfish. You know why I would call him a crawfish? He gonna talk all, he gonna snap.
Yeah,
he gonna keep snapping at you. And as soon as you get ready to get on that ass, you shell up. Because I'll take beef in and beat the fuck out of him with that motherfucking street cop.
Ooh-wee. Now, that's a tall task
I'm
to
take,
be talking about.
I'm going to take a kind of break from goddamn it gunplay and show him it ain't loaded.
Ooh, Lord. Get that man on. Get him on. This drag race is next week. Get him on.
He's going to last for one, but you know he's going to last for one, but. He's going to take a kind of break to show his shit ain't loaded.
I like that one.
I do like that one. What you trying to say? He got one of them Barney Fife ass motherfucking pistols off Andy
Griffin. He got a blank gun. Hey, listen, I don't know. Some of y'all might be old enough. Do y'all remember that cartoon when that motherfucker was a sheriff?
Get my bag right
there.
Yeah.
Ricochet and Rabbit was
with the big old nose.
Yeah, with the big old nose. He used to shoot the gun and the bullet fall right out of it. Darn. The first word that came out of his mouth, darn. Almost had him.
Man, gunplay gonna be on your tail, man.
It was on Quick Draw McGraw.
Yeah. And when he shoots the gun, the bullet fall on the ground. Lord, Lord. Come on, kid. Eat one, kid. Lord, how much?
How do you name your gunplay and your crew roughhouse? You don't come out and play, and there ain't no bullets in the chamber. Hell, I call that thing the gay bar. I told him, goddammit, they the gay club.
God damn. Come on, kid. You
that's
late on
blue.
Me.
My.
That's disrespectful.
What's the name of that club? The Blue Lagoon. The Blue Lagoon. The Blue Club.
Yeah, I got it. Man, you rough. You rough, man.
On the police academy.
Kid.
I hear you.
Kid, do you hear Preacher Boy? Lordy, Lordy, Lordy.
Preacher Boy acting up. He acting up.
He said they the gay bar off goddamn police academy. My.
Very disrespectful. Then you got another motherfucker who call themselves the freak neat. You got
freak nasty, man. Freak nasty.
Okay.
Freak nasty.
You got not nothing. You got one of the crew members trying to turn from a man to a woman.
Oh, oh man. Lord, have mercy.
You're getting yourself in a little hot water now.
I'm throwing a brick. I'm throwing a brick in the ocean. I want to see if everybody can hear it. Splash.
You trying to see how far that goddamn water going to splash, huh? Hey, Kimo, he doing the Ernest T. Bass. He running through the neighborhood knocking out people's windows. See who's coming outside.
Right. I'm testing the water. I'm getting motherfuckers out the bushes. I'm trying to make them come out the bushes and everything. Hey,
well, you know
when a motherfucker laying there playing dead, you keep bet you ain't dead.
Yeah.
You know, Freak.
I think
Freak Life Raceway
down in Texas,
Freak
man.
Yeah, they down there in Texas. Freak Life Racing kind of rough now.
So who are?
Freak Life.
They must be putting dust in your eyes, man. They only, hey, listen, bro. They only trust to the people they play with. I ain't met them yet. I'm waiting.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Back up, Freak. You said they blinking their eyes like they got sand in their eyes. What?
Wait a minute. What did you do? Yeah. You know when you get dust in your eyes, you be rubbing. That's the only time they tough when they get shit in your eyes. I'm gonna kill him and Scotty. And I'll take Beef in and kill that drag queen.
Oh, man. Who you calling a drag queen, man?
Jeremiah. What you calling Jeremiah?
Not the Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Yeah. Melvinville.
The man told me, Kimo told me earlier,
yeah.
I got a tramp stamp on my back at BFN. I made BFN fast, motherfucker. So whatever you got to say about it, I'm going to make BFN go up in another nigga ass then.
Uh-huh. That's what you do. That's how you do it, baby. And what y'all think about this Olympics, man? Is it going to be any good?
I don't know.
It's going to be any good.
What's that?
They carrying these torches. They got mad at that girl. They said her motherfucker locked up. Yeah, they put her out, man.
Yeah.
They put her out. Hold on.
She had a lock up. With a 10-speed in that motherfucker. They said, locker, man, you illegal. We got to ban you. A locker.
Yeah, she had a locker with a 10-speed. Goddamn it, she started working.
Who did that?
What's her name? Richard girl. They got them in the first 60 feet. Goddamn it, they was gone. Man, that motherfucker went to locker. She run their ass down, boy. Started going through them gears. Man, she goddamn was going. She blew past that motherfucker like they was in reverse. Hey, but you know what, Danny? She didn't even put a fight up though. You know when they told her that she couldn't.
The motherfucking marijuana. Like marijuana gonna have you goddamn having you a motherfucking 10-speed lockup running that motherfucker fast. Marijuana don't have you running fast. That shit slow your ass down.
Yeah.
How the fuck you gonna run that fast on some marijuana?
Hey, I'm gonna tell you this, dog. Let me tell you this shit. Y'all understand it too. Y'all deal with sports. Any motherfucking athlete that stands out or supreme, they come and fight. They want to see the fight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You got a point there, Stokey.
They want to see. They want to see.
That's right.
You ever dealt with any type of motherfucking sports? Yeah, they want to see.
Yeah, they come. When you go to winning, they got to check you all the way out.
Yeah, they going to check your motherfucking ass out.
But, I'm looking at these people. I'm looking at these people come out, and it don't even look full. You know how the niggas be, like, full with these people when they, you know, just say your country come out? You can just, it's not full, man. It ain't even, like, a real Olympic, like, to me. You know what I'm saying? It's not full, like.
Oh, it's kind of tainted because of the COVID.
Yeah,
it's got a lot
kid,
to do
you
with.
See the you see the ceremony, like the people coming out. It don't look.
No, I didn't get a chance to see none of it yet. But that's got a lot to do with.
Still, it's on China fork. It's poor in our state. I just,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like a lot of people attended.
Yep, COVID got a lot to do with it. Motherfucker ain't trying to take no chance of getting sick or whatever.
Yeah. It's not full. This ain't gonna be a good Olympics.
No. See that shit.
stadium ain't
here. Yeah, like they say, they need to change some of the rules in the Olympics. It's old as hell.
Yeah. Hey, Big Eddie, how you get Shaken Bake on your show?
Oh, fuck, I'm gone. Hey, I'll call y'all later.
He tells me he had a motherfucking turtle cheesecake over there. He's like,
oh, man.
They say Shaken Bake go to the nearest motherfucking, the nearest fucking, what do you call that motherfucker where you buy the coffee at Tim Hortons and sit in the parking lot and do the shit?
Now, you know damn well, hey, now you know damn well Sunday come. Now, listen, you know damn well Sunday come. He's Shaking Bake ain't going to let you on there, on his show with that noise, that rowdiness, and that asshole chemo.
Hey, they say Shaking Bake rule with an iron fist over there. You can't even sneeze on that bitch. Who the hell got that?
Now,
who got that noise?
They say Shaken Bake show like the Maury show. He's gonna ask all the questions, and he's gonna give you the result.
Right.
Can't
nobody ask
nothing
over there.
They say he like TD Jakes around that motherfucker.
Ooh.
No cussing, no nothing. He gets you out of there. He puts you in high gear.
Oh, he's TJ. Yeah, he's TJ Jake.
Yeah, but then when they see you at the track over there, he's standing in the field like 3-4 times.
Yeah, but he gonna hang your phone up, but he wants some of your food, man. They oughta hit him with some of, give him a laxative and some of that shit he eats. Boy, just. Hey, run him over there to the outhouse, goddammit. Yeah, you're too cute for going to everybody's motherfucking trailer eating motherfucker.
Hey,
get
man,
that motherfucker. Get that motherfucker
oh,
on his ex laxative.
Now, Kimo, you talking that shit, you might go right to that G6. You might run right to that G6 over the fucking things wrong and be right back in line again.
Get one of them with that shit that might be easy in a minute. Yeah, hit him with that bitch. Try that out, baby. Tell me how you like it. Boy, he hit that motherfucker 10 minutes later. The motherfucker started bubbling.
Hey, man. I spent that with him. He got a bubble.
Yeah.
He got two bubbles.
He got a bubble.
Hey, that motherfucker, Peachy Boy, come out of his house, right?
Thank you.
Peachy Boy had a suitcase. That motherfucker, what you call, come out with a motherfucker Kroger bag for clothes, with his clothes in. That motherfucker told Peachy Boy, hey, man, where you going with that luggage, man? That ain't going to fit in this motherfucker.
Thank you.
Go on and get your motherfucking Farmer Jack bag, Target bag, man. That's what we rolling like. We rolling like that, baby. This suitcase gonna take up too much room.
Hey, bro, we bought $100 worth of shrimp and crocodile. Shit, we didn't ride with you because we didn't have to leave. I said.
What?
Oh, my God. There wasn't no room in that little bit of ass car for all that shit.
Man, what the
fuck? If you'd have fucked around and took a deck of cards, if you'd have put a deck of cards in your pocket, you'd have been stranded.
I know y'all had to rent a big old room, man, for all y'all to fit in that bitch.
No, we had two rooms. I had my own room. And nephew had his own room.
Wait a minute, where the hell did what you call sleep at? Preacher boy.
We just told you in his car. He slept in that G6.
Oh no, man. Wait a minute.
Hey, it went back to that old saying. You didn't chip in, you can't get in.
Oh, no.
Hey, hold, man. Hey, wait, hold. Wait. Y'all on Big Eddie show, man. The show live.
Yeah.
Funky flash in the flash. That motherfucker.
Y'all cold blooded.
Hold on, man.
Somewhere.
Hey, hold on. This man done went 1,200 miles and didn't wash his motherfucking ass. Wait a minute.
No, I did not say that. In the morning, we let him in the room and wash his ass. I can't tell you if he changed clothes or not. I can't even tell you if he washed his ass, but he's in the bathroom.
Fuck. Oh, no. Why wouldn't the man go? Man, why the man just didn't rent him a room, man? Oh, man. Hold on. He charged all y'all to come down in the car, and he still didn't rent a room? Boy, this motherfucker something else, man. Lord have mercy.
Hey, man.
Hey, and then he ate. That's a bad man.
Hey. I don't know, but when I got to Florida, I won $7,000, and they got damn it dice table. I ain't give a fuck what they did. I told you I was going to take a flight home. Motherfucker could show me to kiss the head.
How long was y'all down there? I know y'all had trouble on the highway, so y'all must have missed the day, right?
We missed nail day. No, we didn't. We were there for the 2 days. We got there that day they raced, that Friday. That Saturday and Sunday, we were there for the race, and we left that Sunday evening.
Oh. Damn, and this motherfucker, he decided to live in the car instead of renting a room. Boy, that's a cheap motherfucker. Look, so we know what the shop like. He got candlelight. He got candle. You know how motherfucker had that little.
Oh, Lord.
Remember when you was little and you had that candle sticking in the middle of like a.
Hey, Chemo. Yeah. I don't even want to give you ammunition. I don't want to keep giving you ammunition to fuck with, dude. Because you don't know when to stop shooting.
Oh, man, I'm going to sleep, man. Y'all got me getting in trouble, man.
Well, we know you in your semi sleeping. You in the top bunk. You in the top bunk of your semi, motherfucker.
Not tonight, baby. I'm laid up in my motherfucking king size watching my motherfucker. I think this shit is out of 50-something. I'm laid back tonight, preacher boy. I'm laid back tonight.
I'm watching the Olympic ceremony, man.
I'm just thinking about this motherfucker saying, nah, I ain't gonna rent a room. I'll sleep in the G6. Man, that motherfucker ain't a JB. Got a hit. Yeah.
Hey, if I had to watch Olympics, you motherfuckers would have thought I was a pervert and I had to watch the girl to flip. I wouldn't want to watch nothing else.
Hey. All them girls that flip me, ooh, Lord have mercy. And tumbling, boy, you imagine that motherfucker tumbling and flat right down on that thing when she get through tumbling, she do a backwards flip right on top of that boy. Lord have mercy. Hey, Lord have mercy. What the hell, the TV going out? What the hell are they doing? Man, ain't nobody beat Tokyo or Japan the way they had their light shows and shit.
See, y'all into all them sports and all that other shit, man. I don't see nothing about that shit that's good. I'll be trying to watch me on old-ass Western.
Trying to see an old-ass Western.
Hell yeah, I have me some Clint Eastwood on. Good, bad, and the ugly. Something simple.
Mm. Yeah. Damn, that motherfucker, they got some shit going now. Whatever they doing right here. All I'm really going to watch is that basketball. You know what I watch it all? I watch that track and field. I don't like that jumping and jabbling shit. I watched that track and field and basketball.
I watched a basketball game about a month ago, goddammit. It wasn't the same as it used to be when the
when Magic them was around, so I don't even pay attention to that shit no more.
No, they don't let you play like that no more. You know, very.
No, what's the twin?
Yeah.
I used to watch when the Twin Towers was out, Manute Bowl and all of them. Man, the rules have changed a whole lot since then. They get to travel,
right,
goddammit, because they call themselves breaking your ankles.
Right, right. That boy, what you call Jane Hunt, that's all he do is travel.
Yeah, Iverson, that's all he ever did.
I don't know, man. I was a bad motherfucker. He would carry. I don't know what he carried a lot.
Then you got all these motherfuckers with tattoos all over them, nappy heads and tattoos.
I'm
rich, bitch. I'm going to have me a good shave. I'm going to have me a good shave and G'd up all the time. I'm rich, bitch. These motherfuckers be nappy-headed.
I hate
goddamn it, tattooed up. That shit don't make sense. That shit don't make no sense.
Look at Giannis. Look at Giannis when he got here. He looked like a baby. He was all groomed and shit. Now he over here, head nappier than a motherfucking African.
Yep, hold on 1 minute. I'm hold on, y'all.
She said,
smell like a head nappy. Motherfucker might smell like a billy goat like Tim. You know what I mean?
Hey, preacher boy, that's one. I ain't said nothing. That's one.
Oh, shit. Don't tell me off right there.
Oh, shit.
John Legend singing on this bitch. Imagine all the people. Well, they got down United States go to the Olympics and turns that bitch out, boy. Hey, man, do y'all remember that movie when the motherfuckers in Africa or something? Talking about they in the Jamaican bobsled.
Oh, no story.
What was that movie, man? This motherfucker was crazy,
shit.
Man. Stokey, you remember that movie when they said, what y'all in?
Movie. I can't name
Jamaican bobsled. It ain't Snow the First over in Jamaica.
Motherfucker trying to get you to avoid that money. You
Hey, homeboy, where you at, homeboy? How far you out?
Who that?
Man, I got a guy on my line, Tim House, can't stand. I should turn him loose on Tim House. He tear his motherfucking ass up. Tear his ass. Another new hole, boy.
Where's that knife from?
Yeah. Where we at, baby?
Imagine on telephone.
Okay, you had got off the show for a while, man. What was going on, baby?
No, I was doing some shit.
Oh,
okay. I was listening though. I was back and forth on the phone.
Talking about you was off for about 2-3 weeks. Let's say Stokey.
No. I've been trying to get this shit together. I got it together now. We're good.
Okay.
I was on all the time. I just had a lot of noise and shit going on.
Okay.
But I was on though.
Oh. You was playing like Tim House, possum and shit.
I was on mute like a motherfucker.
I got a question now. I know I always hear this motherfucker Tim House talking about support.
Oh,
man, you know,
They got a lot of big name racers having shows lately, and he ain't been to one race. And man, where's his support? Where is he supporting that? And well, Uncle Chuck then told him, man, I beat your motherfucking ass. Just lock in, boy. I beat your motherfucking ass. And what you say, I want to beat your ass. I'm coming. Well, Chuck Luck told that man. You know what that man did? Yeah. Tim House did the look away by he act like he wanna fight Chuck. Like, don't mess with me, boy. Man, I'm tired of you. I'm sick of you. Man, that motherfucker went in all kind of convulsion. All Chuck was trying to do is say,
shit,
I just want my leg back. Man, but I done told you I'm a man of my word. I told you we're going to do it when I get ready. Man, man, you stay stepping on chemo, man.
Hey, hold on. Hey, that was you and Tim House talk.
Nah, that was Tim House. That was Tim House.
That
was me and
hey,
no Tim House.
Hey. Oh, man, you sound just like Tim House. What the fuck?
This man chasing this man around, man, you know, basically damn near pinching him on his buttocks.
Man, I told you, I'm a man of my word. I'm going to race you.
When? I'm coming to Young Money. I'm coming. You could come to Drag. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker giving him all kind of dates.
You think Tim House said, well, all right, Chuck, I'll lock you. Tim House, he did the look away, act like Chuck. Act like Chuck was getting on his nerves. Come on, man. And
I took care of that for Tim House. I told Chuck if he can't leave Tim House alone, try me. He bagged off. He don't bother Tim no more.
Well, you know, Chuck ain't gonna bother you because he know you ain't doing nothing but coming to the show for a car show. You know, you still. Hey, hold on. You just said if the car run right, you gonna do something. So you still checking on the car? Chuck trying to get busy, man. You know, and Tim House. He looking for Tim House high and low. I like that, man. That guy there. I say the black crew is rough, man.
Man, Chuck ain't nothing. I don't know how they let him in there.
And Chuck, that goddamn Chuck. See, one thing about Chuck. Chuck know. He know his limitations. So you know what? If I drink this beer, if I'm drinking, if I get these tall cans, I slam a few of them back. I know. I gotta let old Danye dry. But if I'm sober, I go straight to the ass. I'll tell you like this, though. That little son of a gun, he need Leon back on his team. The Leon make the race for him. Little son of a gun. Leon make that motherfucker lock in. Yeah. Hey, we lock. Bring the car. Send the car. You know what I'm saying? Leon did that 2-3 times, man. He out there racing like a motherfucker. And who's that? Well, Leon, boy, I seen something, boy. I'm up there. Oh, bring the car. Bring the car. Hey, one time, he seen the car, Leon, like he shook all his teeth out of his fucking head. Out there, 131. Damn. That motherfucker, Leon, come out that motherfucker, head, ears ringing like a motherfucker. He shook that bitch so hard. Like, He raised a calf, see the calf, man. God days. Yeah. I'm going on the beach. Y'all gonna get me in trouble, man. Y'all get me in trouble, boy. That's true.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can call him. Hey, Tim out. I'm going to see if I can call up a little something. I'm going to let you listen to me make her moan and groan. I'm going to put this motherfucker, I'm going to put this motherfucker 278 on her. I mean, this 280 on a bitch. You know what I'm saying, Tim? I'm going to let you hear me.
Oh, man.
Give her some pressure, goddamn. I'm going to put this 280 on her.
I'm gonna let him listen. I'm gonna call him, let him listen.
Hey, Tim, out. Tell me your words, Tim. Your shit.
I'm back.
Leon, I'm on mute.
Hey, he is on his side now.
He called my name. 16 times already since I've been quiet.
Hey, Leon, you done missed it, man. Preacher Boy told us, goddamn it, that he rode with Shake and Bake all the way to motherfucking Florida in the motherfucking Chevette.
Hold on, y'all. Then he said he had the, where Leon at?
Tim House.
I think he said, hold on.
Didn't I just hear Chemo say he wants to stick his little thimble in somebody else's old lady?
I'm back, y'all.
Hey, Leon. Yeah, they said, goddammit. He said, Shake and Bake, goddammit, charge him. He said, Shake and Bake, charge them, goddammit, like. They was flying, goddamn it. What's that motherfucking airline that fly overseas? He said they was charging like they flew overseas in them big ass seats and recliners and shit. But the car kept breaking down on them. So people said, "Damn that man, I ain't riding back with you, man. I ain't got time for that." He said they rode back with Uncle Larry. He said Uncle Larry has 16 cartons of goddamn it long Newport in there. He said by the time they hit Chicago, he had 3 sticks left out of 16 cards of Newport. He said, boy, he said he had stage two cancel when he gets back.
Dang. Lord.
Hey, man, you couldn't have told me nowhere in the world a motherfucker could smoke and fog up the window. Man, the window goddamn hit the dark outside. Man said, just wipe the window off, Pitch Boy, you can see better. I wiped the window, goddamn it, like first thing in the morning. I thought it was still nighttime.
Oh, boy, y'all.
Oh, Lord. One more fucking head hurt.
All right, son. Love you. I'll be safe. Call when you get home. Big Eddie,
you bring that motherfucking killer of yours out? Are you bringing that killer of yours out?
All day.
We plan on having the black one now.
Hey, that ain't yours. I said we bringing yours.
Who said ain't mine?
Hey, Eddie, you just got enough tissue to wipe your ass, not share.
Well, I'm glad you counted my pockets, homeboy. You're keeping up with what I got.
Only thing you got was the second name of the car, bro. You know what I know?
Y'all rough on this motherfucker. Y'all been rough all day on this.
Hey, man, some motherfucker put their own neck in the loose and jump off the gym and break it. All they had to do is say, nah, I ain't going to bring my car, Preacher Boy. He says, I'm old crazy, Preacher Boy. You know, I ain't got no filter. He's talking about, nah, I'm bringing my other car. Knowing damn well there ain't no other car.
I bet anything that go on with that car, I bet you I got something to say about it.
Listen, bro. Hey, Eddie. I'm going to send you to the moon now. Just because you sucking dick, I'm going to make you part of the clique.
Whoa, what happened? Damn.
Yeah. Hey, Leon, that's been going on the phone all day.
Whoa, who sucked the Pee-wee?
Hey, Leon. Hey, Leon.
What up, Eddie?
A motherfucker trying to tell you what you got going on. You know, I don't doubt what the fuck he say he got going on about with BPN Con, the white boy Con. All the
I don't own none of that.
Do,
listen,
don't try to save me. You're gonna be locking them motherfuckers in a minute.
Let me tell you something, man. You SpongeBob motherfucker. I just explained to you. You own a red car. That's the one you can't control.
You can't explain shit to me. You just do what you do.
I show can't.
And you do what you do and I do what I do, man. You ain't got nothing to do with what's over here.
I know I was going to hit a soft spot on your fat ass, but keep doing what you do, baby.
Oh, man.
Hey,
man.
I know, Eddie. Big Eddie. You want to either bob me off your show and let me hit the one button and let me in no more, or I'm going to pull your pussy loose.
I don't do that, preacher boy. You
can say
all that bullshit.
I know, man.
I don't do that,
I know.
Don't put him in talk show. You don't put him in talk show jail,
hell,
Eddie?
Talk show jail, hell yeah. Hey,
nah, I
would
never,
man, I
never
phone
do that.
Listen,
I want to keep on talking until he fuck around and get his ass off or nothing. That's what he gonna do.
I was so shocked they put me on the phone last night. I had to tell baby thank you. Baby fucked around and said my name and he hit the one button. I was on since 8 o'clock.
I heard you when you came on.
I was
like, damn, preach on.
Yeah. I said the same thing. You didn't hear me say, damn, my mom.
Big Sam let you out of Grudge Talk Jail, huh?
Yeah, he let me out of Talk Show Jail last night. As long as I wasn't on him. As soon as I got on Rob, ass, he went to the border, though. Rob jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge. Y'all seen Rob or heard from him? He okay?
There you go. I see why me and you flash. If I ain't on, boy, you start. You be starting some shit, baby.
Hey, man.
Oh!
Hey, listen. The difference between me and you, chemo motherfucker, I let the break go. You just let your lips go.
Hey, preacher boy, now you get out of hand. I'm giving you compliment as you get dead on my ass.
You know that? No. I got to tell you like it is, bro. You know you don't race. You an instigator.
Hey, man, I got
you
the
cheap
breeze.
Ass,
you know.
You're a cheap ass cheerleader. You're a cheap ass cheerleader.
Hey, man. I don't bring no motherfucking excitement to some of these shows, man. They be dead as a doorknob. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
That's why you hear
Shake and Bake show over there. You know, Shake and Bake, star-studded cast is unknown in him. You know what I mean? I know always talking about what he did back in the day, you know. I bet you won't tell me that would be easy to me. I'll tell you anything if they don't know.
Blind. Listen to me. Unknown already told you he's blind. He can only remember what he seen back in the day. You don't see nothing in the future. You got to understand. Y'all don't listen. He told y'all that.
Hey, you know, I'm on the cheers, bro. That's got to be something. You have a sight, and then you don't have a sight. You are all black. That's got to be something. Crazy, man.
That's why he gets to talk to us to try to see what's going on in the real world. But we so fucked up and saying shit, he can't even understand it and don't want to be bothered with it. So he be trying to tell you about what used to be. Ain't nobody racing now. Ain't nobody doing shit now. Everybody complaining. Everybody is complaining. I'm like you. I'm an instigator. I throw fire to people that can deal with me. Some people I just don't say nothing to because they might take it a different way. I could talk to Big Eddie all day long crazy. he gonna get upset and say what he gonna say
that's
back,
him.
And then tomorrow we gonna laugh and giggle. You, I can say what I wanna say to you. I can threaten you, tell you I'm gonna beat your ass and everything. You know I ain't gonna fuck with you, and you ain't gonna fuck with me. We're gonna keep going. We're gonna have laugh
not
and giggle. Keep it moving. We're gonna keep
not
it giggling. You know what I'm saying? But you know, he had to have a boundary of respect, like that dude I was talking to. I don't even know who I was talking to, and I said somebody's daddy, and he turned around and said my daddy. I had to apologize because I don't want nobody playing my mama that way, and I know how he feels.
Yeah.
So I apologize. Certain shit we just don't do. So I slip, I say other shit, but when you tell me up front, hey man, that's no, I'm sorry. We'll go somewhere else. You understand? That's all.
Right.
So
let me ask
that's
you this.
All.
Pretending is the best thing.
Was you slipping when you said you a Tevin ass up? Or you really meant that?
Okay.
Man, listen. When it comes to this drag race and shit, I'm going to break this down real cool. When it comes to this drag race and shit, I give a fuck about half of you motherfuckers. You understand? When I'm ready to go, when I'm ready to let the break go,
yeah.
I'm going. If I think I can win, I'm going. If I don't think I'm going to win, I ain't going to say much to you.
Man, if I had something almost running, I'd lock that vine in, because we ain't going to do nothing. We ain't going to bust the brakes with this wealth.
I don't know what they're going to do, man. I just like to jug and play around and crack jokes. But like I said, it ain't nobody doing nothing right now. So it's a waste of this radio show on time. Because these people are not
boy,
fucking
so
race.
Preacher boy. Would you
what?
Say the guy, the only guy that you got to really be worried about would be like Puerto Rican Pete and that Fade the Black too out of Chicago? And you really don't worry about Freaks because he gonna do something stupid. What's his name?
I stand.
He gonna do something.
Listen to me, man. I stand my boundary. I stand my boundary. I know the people that's going to race, and I know the people that ain't going to race. So, you know, all this shit is simple. You motherfuckers going up there digging up the dead, think they're going to go down this track. You motherfuckers out there are motherfucking mine.
You know what? I done seen you say that Deucey ain't going to do nothing, man. I thought Deucey, everybody was on waiting for Deucey. Deucey went up there.
Thank you, Deucey did do something. He made 6 test passes. He went down the track 6 times by his motherfucking self. One of them times he beat himself. He beat the shit out of himself one of them times.
I'm going to say 5 seconds was too short for him to tear up out of there. Lord, that
worked.
Hey, man. And then, you know, my buddy Shorty cussed me out. I told Shorty, man, I'll pay for you to get up there and run deuce. Man, I put the money up. Man, I'd have won me a bankroll if I put that money up for Shorty. Man, you know what I'm saying? He didn't do that. Shorty up there told Shorty, man, get on Deucey, man. Man, I don't want none of that.
Hey, man, what? The only confusion I have about any of this, I'm going to lie and say at least 60 of us out here in Chicago got race cars. I'm going to say 60. It's probably more, but the thing is, ain't nobody letting the break go. The ones that don't want to race make the pot so motherfucking high to make a motherfucker shut up talking to them. The ones that can't race ain't trying to race. Reasonable bet is 2,500. Ain't nobody racing. That's what I'm telling them. Ain't nobody trying to let the break go. And it don't make no sense. You're already. Come on, enjoy yourself. 2,500 is a good bet.
Mm-hmm.
That 5,000 and that rest of that shit. Hey, bro, it was everybody didn't get a stimulus check. Everybody didn't get no PC money. The ones that did, goddamn it, is homeless. So they better have some change left before they get them a new apartment. So.
Man, I got more.
So time to race for. a reasonable amount of money and enjoy yourself.
Somebody's trying to chance a shot.
I watched the motherfucker today talk crazy to everybody. The principal ain't goddamn it came. He can't even put a motherfucker on punishment at school. He gonna tell him about he gonna whoop somebody.
Oh, no.
That motherfucker ain't saying nothing.
They don't want to get him on. Stop using it. No.
He went to suspend a student. He said, man, I'm not going home. The principal said, well, I'll take your day off. What the fuck is he talking about?
Oh, man.
He wasn't playing with the backyard.
Not the principal.
He said, hey, he said, he gonna whoop three more, right? I said, where your car? He got a test in car. I said, you should be at the track testing there. What you up here looking for?
Hey,
oh, man, not the principal.
Hey, listen. The principal is an East Side strangler. He should have had a rope around his neck and jumped right off some bleachers.
Lord, have mercy.
I'm good, man.
Huh.
Let me get him on. Let me get the principal on.
Hey.
You're very disrespectful to the principal.
Hey, I'm not going to touch him no cat. I got to be tested. And I'm going to be somebody else cat.
Hey, you know all the customers are not right, baby boy. All customers are not right.
You're very disrespectful to the customer.
Hey, I'm not choosing. We got the letter. We're going for $1,500.
Oh, man, that was a recompete.
Go ahead, bro.
Now, you see what he just said? Watch it. You heard what he just said? Tell him the price again of Puerto Rico. Tell them what price you just said. I'm
$1,500. We were on Canelo $13 a day.
Now, you see that? That's drag race. All that $5,000.
Yep.
Get it up there. Ain't nobody going to race. We all get along and just race for a little money and enjoy one another. These days
not
going to do that.
$2,500
is a slip bag. Hey, man, it ain't no go. They trying to put on a show, then when they lose, they kill themselves behind it. They won't know how to go pay records next day and other shit. You don't have to be like that. If you race for $2,000 and you lose, you got a chance to race again for another $2,000 the same day. You race for that $5,000 and lose, that's going to be the shortest ride home. That ride become a cemetery ride. That truck and trailer become a hearse. That shit become a hearse. Motherfucker sitting in the car telling me, man, I lost that thing. How I'm going to do this tomorrow? Stop it, man. Y'all can come out there and have a good time without the
patient. Hey, so you saying the $5,000 thing is a look away?
$5,000 is to get a motherfucker to get the fuck off their back. Then when they call their bluff, they tell them, hold on. Let me call somebody.
Bitch,
that came out of your
mouth.
Hey, if you tell a motherfucker 2,000 up, if it get more than 2,000, be happy. If it stop at 2,000, let the break go, man.
Oh, shit. I want
Mayweather. You just said 1,500.
I want Mayweather for 2,000.
See? Now, you hear what he just said? I've been watching them people down south with them fast cars run for $1,000, $1,500. And they got fast-ass cars running for that little money. These niggas out here like they're trying to buy the world. That shit don't make sense.
I'm going to watch Dawg.
Yeah, point definitely.
Go watch
them
then.
Hey,
Pete.
Man, I see your ragged ass. Hey, Pete still on the phone?
Yeah, Pete right here.
He's
going to have to take me over here and lock my ass in now.
He said he's going to tap me on the shoulder.
Shit. Come on, tell him I'm waiting for him. He can tap me down. Shit.
Now, you heard what he said. See that? He's trying to race.
Come on, man.
That ain't shit. What he gonna do when he gets the phone? So lock him in now. That was the man who said.
Nelly told James Black to lock him in. He said, I'll see him at 42. I'm gonna tap him on the shoulder.
Lock him in. Lock him in.
Hey, I ain't lying, Leon. I was thinking not to even take Mayweather out there. I don't got one lock in. Not one. I'm going to call Randy if he's giving two feet out for sure. Car show. Got to make you go over there for something.
Now you heard what Pete just said. I'm going to tell y'all some funny shit. If it wasn't for the shootout and the little shit that Dragon them doing, ain't none of these motherfuckers going to let the break go. They all be sitting around there putting in their thumb, making solo passes, laughing at each other.
Hey, what flop at? Flop still on the phone? Boy's ass is going to sleep. That's who he likes. Hold out of class.
Old
daddy.
It's a G-body, right?
Yep.
They've been around,
Danny. Yeah, it's on the Godfather Grudge page.
Hey, preacher boy.
Yes, sir.
I know you're finna cuss me out,
yeah.
But I'm the new jock from Mayweather.
Okay, I'm happy for you. Be careful. I pray for you. You got your depends on? Did you put your depends on before you get in there? I want you sitting in that man's seat.
Oh, man.
Hey, Big Eddie. I can't see you driving your golf cart too motherfucking fast. I can't see you driving your golf cart too fast. That's on the top.
What's happening here, Bob?
That's big. That's super big.
What's going on, Vic?
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah,
you told me
you had a grudge race
on the night,
big
agent
at the bottom. He had
to call
and
let me
know.
He was
supposed to know.
He was on the street. Motherfucker, hey, we was at the hot dog stand. Motherfucker said something I ain't like. I told him get his ass down.
Down on your ass, he went. He went.
Oh, man.
Goddamn right.
At the hot dog stand.
Yeah,
now
he was at
that?
The hot dog place.
It's just a handful of people that's going to go. That's going to go. The other motherfucker going to get lottery tickets, hope motherfucker pull his number and pray he got them close to it and all kind of shit, brother.
No, that ain't me. I'm trying to go. I like to go.
Hey, I know you're trying to go.
$1,000 is $1,000.
All day long?
Yes, sir.
Because I saw when I won from... Hey, Leon, it's the same motherfucker that
yeah.
I went with that black Monte Carlo before. They got a blue one now.
The one got the race back. Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
Hey, Vic.
Yeah,
hey,
they
Vic.
Got
a
$1,000. You say what, Pete?
I work hard as hell for $1,000 at the shop.
trip. I could drive it right down the track and win $1,000. I'm good.
You damn right.
Hey, yeah, you doing something? Hey, Pete. Hey, Pete, you doing something you like to do to get that $1,000 and it's less work?
Damn right. Damn right.
That's why I tell these motherfuckers, I shoot dice for a living and work for a hobby. I don't like my hobby.
Over here burning the midnight oil right now. Hey, I'm making money, goddamn it.
I know Leon ain't on the way to Texas.
I didn't go to Texas, Ed. I didn't want to send a tan. I'll stay right here. I want to see some races. I'm going to go see them MTA boys tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay.
Me and goddamn Leon walked around the track watching them motherfuckers lay them eggs. My damn feet
so
stopped off with my foot started hurting.
That means Pete was out there laying the egg.
I laid the egg, baby.
So that damn Dinky didn't race?
No.
Hey, yeah,
no
he ran to the border. He ran to the border like a Mexican.
But I got to give it to him. He came out
the
track. It was good to see him back out.
It wasn't Deucey. Listen, I swear it wasn't Deucey. It was Deucey partner. And that's what I mean by drag race. When you run your own program.
Deucey did a great job.
Okay, I didn't know nothing about all that. When I got there, Deucey explained to me what happened. He said he wanted the race, but his man said no. So that was the end of it.
Leon,
you're in the same predicament just like I am. If B fans say he don't want to run his car, I mean no. If Scrap tell you no, it's no. But when it comes to your own, just like it comes to my own, I'm in control. That's why I always ask him, you want to run these people. I don't just jump on everybody. If he don't say he want to run, I don't want to be bothered with him. It's his car.
I just got back. Is that how Leon should approach it with Tim Howell?
You got to respect the owner's car, man. You just can't take the man's car.
Come on. What do you mean? See, I'm trying to figure out, you know, because you had him out here racing and shit, but nah, he was up to his other. Whatever he's doing, he ain't put that thing in the water box or nothing, man.
But what you say, he got oil pressure, he ain't got the water box yet.
He got oil pressure, but his blood pressure real low.
He's keeping it out, boy.
Well, Chemo, the man might just don't want to spin a bearing, and he's trying to change the filter. So, not Chemo at home.
Okay. He's spinning a bearing on me, but, you know, these other people got
got oil pressure, and boy, he quiet as a church mouse.
You know you ain't gonna bust a paper in Western backyard. So he supposed to get out on you.
Ooh, hey,
hey, hold on, cuz, you can't talk to him like that.
Yeah.
Like this.
Hey,
these other people,
that's why the man
chasing
him.
They gonna bake a cake for him.
Hey, yeah, they might do bake a cake for him.
What up, you guaranteeing me I'd get work when I get out there, right?
Hey, Kimo. Hey, Kimo. That's like a motherfucker telling me. Hey, Kimo. That's like a motherfucker running up to me and say, hey, man, I'm gonna race you on feet. How the fuck you gonna race me on feet and I got a foot?
Hey, Kimo, you know I'm going because it's tough on this family, so I gotta go anyway.
It's all good time out there, they
say. Mm-hmm. We first.
How you like them?
I wish Leon had this car working. Run.
Yeah.
Oh.
Man, shit. Motherfucker. Well, you know what, though, Kimo? If I was running, I'd probably be racing because the principal left his at home to watch somebody else. He's sitting out there for me.
Principal gonna melt your ass.
Man, the
same
with
struggle,
they gonna go.
You're a liar.
Gonna melt your motherfucking ass.
Now, who is the principal, man?
A motherfucker
doing a lot of watching,
Kimo. Gonna melt your motherfucking ass, Leon. You just fucked up.
Hey, Eddie. Yeah.
You had that powder, too, hooked
up. Say again, Leon. You gotta break it up.
I said, if you still got your fire hooked up, you need to melt that goddamn
principal
from leaving this guy home and go watch somebody else
take out.
And he got
on
press.
Jay, you know what?
I need to
ask.
Hey, you know what? I got some motherfucker put in there, 2-1.
He's going to miss in the morning. He's getting right back up early in the morning. Get out of here.
Thanks.
He should have got with us. He should have left with us tonight.
Milk chocolate.
God damn. Man, hold that. He's fucking them up. Well, hey, slash over there. Fucking them people up over there. He was?
Yes.
Yeah.
If a motherfucker want to race, that's what it need to be at. That's what Texas is way at, but it's going down over that bitch.
Yeah. Hey, that was James Blackson in the way.
Man, who's going to want that over there?
Yeah, man.
Hey, did they take this guy over there?
Yeah.
Ain't seen no videos, maybe Demi.
Now he talking about the principal. Now he ain't seen no videos all day. Ain't that some shit? Is that just some? I'm sick of him, man.
They the only one I seen going live.
Hey, Eddie, so you mean to tell me they went to Texas and he got his car, he's taking my job?
That's what I was about to say, yeah. Man. That's what I was. Look, I got my train talking about. Brian must have went out of town. So it was this week that they was going out of town.
They in Texas, Kimo. All I went to Texas.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm looking down there, deep down there in Texas, boy.
Hey, so, them boys left that money. They left the money. They can stay here and got that money.
Hey, you know what? Hey, hold on. Big Eddie, if you still got your fry hooked up, you should fry every motherfucker that whipped their ass up there to that grill today, and them niggas is eating no motherfucking race. Fry all of them.
Hey, you know what? You know what?
And then once you're done with that, you pull Lee out and I'll drop his ass back in there again.
Hey, Stokes, you know what? That's why Deucey took his car to the track. He knew half the city was going to Texas, man. That's why Deucey took the car to the track.
Hey, Timo.
Ooh, hey, now you know what? Let me out right here, though. I'm going to walk from here.
Why Deucey did that, man.
Hey, Timo, don't want me to get dropped in the fire, right? I didn't get in the fire, but I ain't got all the but the principal got all
pressure.
He left him at home to go watch somebody else. You tell me what's wrong with that
picture. Hold on, though. This is, I see what's going on. See, they know Shorty under the weather. They know Shorty under the weather and the rest of these guys is out of town. No wonder Deucey done pulled that goddamn T-type out. He knew wasn't no danger at the track.
Oh man.
That is some serious allegations. You talk some shit now.
Deucey need to be on this phone because he know when nobody coming to track but Three Lug. He knew he was gonna play Three Lug, but you know, he knew if he would have got out there pump faking with these other guys in town, somebody possibly would have crawled his bluff.
Hey, who out of town?
The half of Chicago racers. All the Chicago racers are in Texas at a race. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I can make it pop right now.
You can make it pop.
Motherfucker out of town?
You know you can't make it pop.
You crazy little motherfucker.
Camp 18 ain't scared to let the break loose, man.
I'm just saying. Get it right.
Camp 18 is under the weather right now. You got to stop this bullshit.
Hold on, man. Whatever Shorty can't do, Mesa drive the car.
Wait a minute,
man.
Mason,
he's tired,
man. Come on, man.
You crazy motherfucker, man. If Mason gonna drive it, I'll put Raylan behind the wheel. And I'm skinny now. I can drive the motherfucker, too.
Man, you know Raylo full of shit, man. He come on the other day, man.
Raylo ain't nothing. Raylo is full of drag racing. Raylo put that fire on me 20 years ago to race. You got this fucked up, man. Raylo got Chicago on 5 years ago. He done calmed down.
Raylo, we was on live Raylo in the other day, and Raylo got to talking crazy.
You don't know the Raylo like Chicago no Raylo. You don't know that nigga. Shit.
What up, man?
Y'all don't know Raylo.
Come on, coach. Back.
Leon, tell him. They don't know Raylo.
I don't know what happened the other day.
Raylo will cut your neck off.
You heard that, huh, Leon?
I don't know what happened the other day, but it's hard to make something happen when one party on one side of town.
Hey, Steve, why are you so goddamn aggressive?
Because, you know why? Because I done had a hot socket.
What? Whatever that is, stop eating that shit.
I had a hot socket at the sushi bar.
I had a hot socket at the bar.
Hey, boy. I told him.
I told them that's why these guys went to the track. They knew that Vine and all of them was down in Texas, and they knew he was under the weather.
Yeah.
Hey, Ballhead.
Yeah, who that bitch?
Yeah, why the fuck last night you used me in your motherfucking scenario? Don't use me in your shit.
Because I felt like it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, I tell you what, I bet you won't do that scenario.
Yeah, because you know the nigga did. You know the nigga did. He got the cop.
Oh, okay.
You know that.
Why you ain't say that shit
last night, punk motherfucker?
Because I didn't know you said it last night, motherfucker. I fell asleep on the show. Somebody had to tell me about the shit. Hold on.
Let me just say something, though, Vic. You my man. Let me go ahead. Why y'all always listening to what a bitch motherfucker tell y'all? Motherfucker, you shut the fuck up. What the fuck is you?
You think I give a fuck what somebody tell me you said?
You think I give a fuck when somebody tell me the next day? I'm going to make a few phone calls and see if them people ain't still under the weather and blow your motherfucking ass out of you, boy.
Okay, let me know. That's what I like to hear.
All right, okay.
Knock your motherfucking ass out, boy. I see you think you clever. You ain't been long to do it. You must have switched and put the other mode in there. I'm going to get you.
I ain't switched shit. I want to race. God damn it, it don't matter.
Yeah,
I want to race.
See, motherfucker. When I catch your ass in the track, you're going to see. Lock your motherfucking ass. Let me hear that shit still sound like it got a 396 in it. Beat the fuck out you.
Yeah, 396 is a 427, motherfucker. Get it right.
Nope, I want to race 396. I don't want to race no motherfucking 427, boy. 427 got too many cues. Is you crazy? Kimo. I'm feeling better, Kimo. I'm sweating it out. I'm sweating, Kimo.
I hear you.
I feel a little better now. I just want to know why Steve's so motherfucking aggressive and shit.
I ain't going to bust a motherfucking grape.
Hey, man.
I ain't going to bust a motherfucking grape.
Get you some white out and shut up.
He better holler now for nothing. He doing some shit that he ain't even doing, that he ain't even know to do.
Mr. Secretary.
Slow down, Steve. Go the fuck down, man. You making the count look bad. Slow down.
All right, I'm going to mute. You don't hear a man on this bitch talking crazy? Hey, Vic, do you hear a man on here talking crazy?
No, just that motherfucker.
You always talking crazy. Let you do what you do, and he do what he do. Sit the fuck down. See, you all aggressive, man. You don't need to do that. Damn, fucked up. Wow, man. God damn.
Sit your ass down, Steve. Slow down, bro. Don't say nothing.
Leon talking for his group. You don't hear no other motherfucker you ain't never heard before just going crazy. For nothing. Shit sounds stupid. I'm just saying, what the fuck is he all aggressive for? Where that come? You sound like you want to fight a motherfucker. Now, I think that's what Leon was talking about yesterday. He said, why they always, when you draw on a motherfucker, they act like they get in their feelings? That's who you talking about, Leon, right there.
Yeah.
That's what you talking about, Steve. You sound like he in his fucking feelings or some shit. For what? Sit down, play with the kids and shit. Just bring the cops. Don't even worry about it. Whatever happens, go happen.
the fuck?
Yeah, do your job.
You ain't got to
do your job,
motherfucker. Cause ain't team gonna let the break loose. Man, motherfucker, imagine know who gonna let the break loose and who ain't gonna let it loose. You ain't got to tell
do your
me.
Job. Keep the car clean. Put
you
it on the trailer. Bring it to the truck.
Oh, God, man.
Damn. That's something to
you jealous?
That's your job.
Oh, shit.
Huh? You jealous? You jealous?
Nah, I ain't jealous because I'm going to let that break loose. I'm going to let that break loose.
I can't tell you.
I will say that.
I'm gonna
I will say that. They got them feet going
to
let that break loose.
Showing him. He's going to cut that thing loose now.
He's going to cut it loose. But I will say this. When I'm going to lock his ass in with that cucumber, he thought about it. Then, I'm finna tear that ass up for you, boy.
Yeah.
Nah,
then I'm going on a coffee break. Like a secretary.
Now you talking again.
You gonna run on more. How much you gonna run on more? I'm gonna knock your motherfucking ass out of
getting
knocked out.
You talking again. Get that orange motherfucker. Get that orange motherfucker running. I'm gonna show you what toe tag you can do.
Wait a minute, bitch. I'm gonna want some
more.
You
gonna
see?
Yeah,
see?
Hell, yeah. Get that motherfucker
hey,
running. I'm gonna blow your ass.
18,000 pieces, baby.
Oh, God.
You're fresh, goddamn.
I'll tell you this, though. Let go of every motherfucker on the phone. You got to be a goddamn fool to go in your 401k and fuck up all your shit trying to build a car because a nigga talking crazy.
Say it again.
Now, dumbass Steve, that's my
camp
member.
If this dumbass is trying to fix
that car because he worried about what you motherfuckers say, he got to be a dumb motherfucker.
Hey, if he got to go in his 401k to fix that motherfucker, he should have never kept that motherfucker. He should sell it.
I get what you're saying, Vic. I'm just saying, I don't know what he has to do. I said anybody. I ain't just talking about him. I'm saying the motherfucker got to be a damn fool because somebody talking crazy to him. Ain't nobody racist. So you going to go fix that car. You already got one running. I wouldn't give a fuck.
You're
out of
right. You're right.
Hey, just like you. They was in there hollering about how slow the toe tag is. You done whooped every motherfucker. You fucked Sham up the big bro. Every motherfucker that slow motherfucker. Well, it ain't about how bad it is. You were getting up there. Every time somebody said something slick to you on Sham Show, you locked their ass in for that weekend or the next weekend. Either tore their ass up or got your ass tore.
That's right. Hey, that's all you can do. What else you going to do?
Yeah. But the majority of the time, you were tearing their ass up.
Yep. Yeah.
Well,
Toe Tiger done had a good
you
run.
You ain't got to beat on your horn and all that, but motherfuckers, if you ain't got nothing good to say, a lot of motherfuckers shouldn't say nothing at all. But you didn't give motherfuckers
yes,
they just do. You act like a motherfucker. They act like a motherfucker ain't doing nothing. Cheating. You were raking that motherfucker. They had motherfuckers all from Detroit laughing. They tried to lock you in. They were watching, though. They watching me online. Man, Toe Tiger it is. Man, it looked like it might be a little something. They started trying to figure out what you're doing. Sucking deep. They want to get a full taxi car on you. Yeah, I saw all that. But now, they mad at me if I say I'll take a small block and let you blow that motherfucker. Man, why you doing that? Why you going to race a big block spray to spray? They want to get a motherfucker, a killer ass move that got you. But hey, man, if you go for it, that's on you. I'm just better get there. I'm just tripping on what they're trying to do. I'm going to try to give you a chance, knock your ass out on that or get knocked out.
I like that.
That's why I said, I don't know what you got in that thing. I know what it sounded like 2-3 years ago. But I said, fuck it. Let me spray that cucumber. You run on more. You said, I like that. Boy, the next day you come, I don't like that. Hey, you know who I blame, my man? I blame Leon. I said, Leon, it's your fault.
Leon, I got nothing to do with
it. Hey, I had to blame somebody.
Right, I ain't blame. That's what you got to do.
I blame his ass. Good luck.
Yeah, they be blaming me all the time, big fucker. What did I do?
You want to do that? You want to do that? Run that shit on motor. Mm-hmm. Get that cucumber and fuck you up, bitch.
Oh.
No, they ain't gonna never be on motor no more.
He's gonna run it on motor. You can turn the spray. I'm telling you like you're
not running no motherfucking turbo. What you crazy?
You're wearing a kill.
Running no motherfucking LF with no. Yeah, because I kill a goofball, motherfucker. I put my family in there. I'm not just going to say your son no fucking goofball, boy. What the fuck is you talking about? He's a goofball. Why you think I'm going to try him with his track hog? I ain't going to try no anybody with their track hog with Kamala. I'm going to try his soft ass if he drives. Stick my whole arm in his ass. I know he's sweet. He don't even know how to get up in the beans. Okay, his ass right on up. And being his dumb ass talking about running on the street, you know I'm going to stick my whole motherfucking dick right in his mouth. Watch what I tell you. I'm waiting on him. Somebody out of town. He going to be gone to the end of the month. He ain't never told me that, but okay. I'm going to wait on him. Don't get your truck worked on and come on out the shop. Watch this. He don't even know how to drive the motherfucker. Watch this, bitch. See, it's I'm going to wait on because I know there ain't nothing. I'm like Leon now. I know I got enough to go around. Yeah, I know I got enough to go around because he can't hold the motherfucker. Can't hold that goddamn truck. Goddamn torque arms and shit. The acting and shit going to be trying to come out that motherfucker. I'm going to knock his ass out. Watch what I say. Hey, I hope you be there, bitch. Come on out. Come on out. Going to be a sight to see.
Blame it on the rain. Yeah.
What you here, bitch?
Huh?
Track hawk. And on the goddamn way, he ain't gonna run no track hawk. I go get. I can go get five of them. You don't want none of it. So I got the hell left in him. That's the only way he gonna run, bitch.
Right.
You see, I had left in with the cucumber. Tried his ass three times. I tried the man with the GTO. You know goddamn way I ain't no been to try no fucking turbo LS with no GTO. Hey, guess what, Vic? You the same way?